Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my love it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my love it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my love it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my love it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my love it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it in your pillow.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it in your
spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
pillow. Feel it.
Feel it in your
spine. Feel it.
Feel it in your
pillow.
What?
Mike Q.
attention, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Prop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Nice. Put up the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Ow! Roll up the partition now! Roll up the partition, please! Roll it up, roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrr cunt. Nose and cheeks like brrr cunt. Soft and feminine brrr cunt. So everything about you is brrr cunt cunt. Skin and body like brrr. Nose and cheeks like brrr. Soft and feminine brrr cunt. So everything about you is brrr cunt cunt. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do. How I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please. Don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up or roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
And
it goes.
Driver, roll up the partition.
And it goes.
Driver, roll up the partition.
And it goes.
Driver, roll up the partition.
And it goes.
Driver, roll up the partition.
And it goes.
Driver, roll up the partition.
And it goes.
Driver, roll up the partition.
And it goes.
Driver, roll up the partition.
And it goes.
Mike Q.
And it goes. And it goes. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I'm the bitch that turns it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
like that bitch, don't push me, don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a bitch, don't touch me. You like that bitch, don't push me, don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a bitch, don't touch me. You like that bitch, don't push me, don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Into the building. La 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 24-carat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one. Tag team performance. The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two. Open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three. Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses, for $750. Mini Grand Number 1, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries, for $500. Mini Grand Number 2, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure
for 500. Mini grand number 3, J-Rock Ebony presents the ultimate cat boy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the $3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free Ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy vs. Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American vs. European Runway, $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen in Drag vs. Femme Queen Performance, $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen in Drag vs. Femme Queen Realness, $750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive vs. Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. 150 house seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Amp Longzant and Father Bam Bam Ebony, June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash, $1,000 best dress, $1,000 Butch Queen runway, All-American versus European, $1,000 open to all perfect 10, $1,000 Femme Queen face, and $1,000 Femme Queen performance, $500 performance, $500 legendary performance, $500 legendary runway, $500 Butch Queen sex siren, $500 twister, $500 legendary realness, $500 Butch Queen and drag face. Your DJ for the evening, the elite beat maestro, the legendary Von Allure. Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin, Miss Ryan, and legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, Richmond. We will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of paying it?
Forget about it.
For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Dragged Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Von Allure St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one book download and 30-day trial membership.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another installment of Trash Talk Tuesday, Tabloid Tuesday, Tea Party Tuesday, What the Fuck Tuesday, however you're feeling Tuesday. I am one of mini host, and my name is Jason Bridge. And it looks like right now I'm all alone. And as they say in show business, one monkey don't stop no show, so it will go on. Tonight's show is a very special show to me because I lost a dear friend last week. Not only was she a dear friend to me, but she was a dear friend to a lot of people in ballroom. And to some of you newer girls who've never had the pleasure of meeting her or being in her presence, she was a delightful joy. Some know her as Lisa, others Nakia, and there's a few special ones that have other names that they call her. So tonight is dedicated to Kia Earns. If you had a moment in time with her and you would like to share it, please feel free tonight to press 1 and share your story. And I thank you. I have a couple of callers, and I think this is Justin, 601-341. You're on the air.
What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Fine. I'm finished up doing my civic duty, political duty, whatever. Chilling. How are you tonight?
So are you home? Are you still on the road?
I'm still out of town. But I can talk right now.
Okay. Well, so you had jury duty today, I'm assuming?
No, it wasn't jury duty. It was more so, I'm not going to discuss it on the air, but it was cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, my day was cool.
Okay. Shout out to the chat room. Hello, Big Ty. Well, we no longer talk in our little inbox, but hello to the people in my little inbox circle of friends. How are you all? If you're there, if you're going to listen tomorrow, download the show. I'm saying hello to you now. Big Ty, I will deal with you later on. I told you I was not going to forget you, and I got you. It's coming. So, Justin, I don't know if you, did you know Nakia? Had you ever met Nakia?
I didn't personally know Nakia. Being that I've kind of done the Blog Talk radio show thing a couple of times, I remember listening to the red carpet when it was still out and it was still up and Kai was running it. And him and Lisa were hosting and co-hosting on that show, and the topics and just listening to her, the knowledge that she was just dropped, saying it would be true OD gem. I never exactly knew who she was because a lot of times on these radio shows, you never get to meet who the person is. You might not know their Facebook page or know who they are. So it was almost like a big reveal to me finding all this at the end. But, her spirit seemed to be so strong and so vibrant and so beautiful to I'm saddened by the loss, I really was. I think we talked about this off the show, but it's just, she seemed to be a very, very intelligent young woman.
Very. Okay, we have a caller. This is a number that I don't recognize. The first one is 347-569. Hello, 347-569.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Jason? This is Brian Versace.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Fine, nothing. Coming home from work. Nothing. I didn't know Lisa. I had heard of her before, but I've never got a chance to meet her, though. But I've heard her on a couple of radio shows before, but I'm sending my condolences and everything.
Okay. So have you made your move yet?
We are actually moving the 16th.
Okay.
I've been conversing with Don Juan and J-Rock and stuff, trying to get things, But I have my apartment, all that. We have everything ready and transferred to to Houston.
Okay.
So, did you go to St. Louis over the weekend, or what did you end up doing?
I had to actually, I didn't get a chance to do anything because I had a photo shoot here in the city, and that was more important than the ball.
Okay.
But yeah, my coins come first. But
hey, money always.
Okay. Did y'all see the Houston? Well, not the Houston, but Texas. I was looking at it on Facebook that judge. It's legal now for same-sex marriage.
No.
No,
yeah,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it came out today. That's like, wow. Oh, my gosh. So, I guess...
Well, it looks like you're moving there right on time. Well, you could have gotten married in New York. If you
I'm already legally married here in New York. Yeah, so I guess we still get our rights down there, too. But I'm excited. I'm just excited to just make this whole different revamp of myself, you know. So but other than that, I'm just listening, and I send my condolences and everything.
Thank you, Brian, and I'm sure that her family, I'm appreciate that. I'm going to put you back on hold. If you have anything else you want to say, just press 1. The next caller is 347-462, and I think this is my mommy.
Hey, Jason. Hello, Blog Talk. How you doing? This is Kiana.
I knew it was
you.
Hey. Hello, everybody. How you doing? Well, first of all, my condolences go out to my sister, Nakia, you know, a.k.a. Lisa from Kai's show as well. When I heard the news, I thought I was in a dream, and I was, like, so shocked. I thought, you know, how sometimes people put little false advertisement up on Facebook. I thought it was a joke because I just spoken to my sister about a couple of months ago, maybe prior to my birthday. Sometimes we'll be on the phone talking about the history of the Face Girls because she loved us some Moldavia and just the history alone. Me and Lisa, me and Nakia go back a long time. We go back from the House of Mizrahi. From the early 90s, we were both in the House of Mizrahi, where she was a runway diva. You know, I used to work Realness and the other things. And after a while, it was her and her brother, Courtney, God bless. We all go back, Courtney and Randy, God bless. And it was Mariah back then and Tiffany. We all go back a very, very long time. And after the years of Mizrahi, we kind of moved on and we transitioned to the women we have became. And me and Nakia, we got to know, you know, got to know each other again in our lives as, you know, Kiana and Nakia, the women we are, we became. Then I used to listen to Kai's show and hear this lady on there named Lisa. And I did not recognize that voice. And after a while, we started talking. And I realized it was my sister Nakia. I said, bitch, is that you? And she said, you know, with me, Murr. She said, Murr to me. Stuff like that. And we thought, I said, girl, I'm up here talking to you the whole time, and it was you the whole time. And we just started laughing. And the thing about her, she was a very, very private individual.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I seen her, I finally got her out. She came to New York City to take care of her grandmother in Queens. We met up for a day, a girl's day out, me and her. The first thing she said, Murr, who you going to be with? Who you going to be with, Murr? I said, it's only me, jeesh. Only me, jeesh. We good. And I finally seen her, and we had an amazing time. We was at BBQ's. And then we end up meeting a couple of my friends, like Rodney Balenciaga, and a couple of people went out to celebrate his birthday at the little club on 34th Street or 42nd. Me and the kid was in there looking like Mutt and Jeff in that club, because we was looking out there in the corner like saying, this club ain't for us. She said, I know Murr, so I'll see you later. But one thing I loved about her, it was her honesty. She will argue with you down. I love her trueness. She was real. And one thing I love about her was she was a beautiful, beautiful friend and a beautiful person once you really got to know who she is. And, you know, and when I heard about it, it yet broke my heart. But I know she's in a wonderful and a beautiful place looking down on all of us, smiling. And I know I'm mentioning Murr right now. She up there laughing at me like Murr up there. But I know she's well. And my condolences go out to all her family and her loved ones. And I'm just so thankful to God for placing a beautiful and a wonderful entity in my life who I've known. And, you know, and as they say, spirit never dies. And I know she lives. And thank you, Mr. Bridge, for giving me the opportunity to talk about my sister tonight on the phone. And Nikia, we always will love you, and you rest in peace. See you soon.
Thank you, Keon.
You're
I'm going to put you
have
back
a nice
on hold.
Night.
If you,
take care.
If you too, if you ever you want to say something else, just press 1 again or hit me in my inbox, and I'll bring you back.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Well, I have quite a few stories that I could tell about Nikia. One of the funniest stories that I have is that there was one, we all worked at BWI Airport at one point in time. Myself, Nikia, and Tiffany, God rest her soul. And there was this one particular dude there that you would have thought that we were, it was, you would have thought we were the Mickey Mouse Club, because when you saw Nikia and you saw Tiffany, you saw the three of us. We all, we went to get our nails done together. We went and did all that kind of stuff together. And we all worked in the same Nathan's Hot Dog. So, dude, and we all worked overnight. Two nights out of the week I worked with Nikia. The rest I worked with Tiffany. So, dude would, one by one, because he was in like a halfway house or whatever, would try to play us and was actually was trying to talk to all three of us. And it was working for a minute. But then one particular day, I guess he came in to the store. And you know how when Trey come in to see you, you get all pumped up because you thinking he there to see you. And all three of us kind of got pumped up because we all thought he was there for us. And it kind of made him nervous. So then the rest of the day, it was like an episode of like 227 or the Golden Girls, because we all had attitudes, didn't nobody want to talk to nobody, didn't nothing get done. They ended up sending us all, they ended up sending the three of us home. It was just a mess. Well, we don't have any other callers. I don't know where J-Rock is, but that's one of the stories, and I might share a few others along as the night goes on, but this is not a night of mourning. This is a night of celebrating. So it is still Trash Talk Tuesday. We will still talk about all the things that you want to talk about, but in the process, because Nikki loves a good key, we will be keying as well. So, Justin, where's your crew? Where's your buddy? Where's your neighbor? Justin?
I'm tied up right now. Hold on.
Okay, well, we'll come back to Justin. I'm going to check and see. Wait a minute. Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know where J-Rock is. I know that he went to St. Louis. I hope he didn't get stuck in St. Louis. I know that he was on a show yesterday. I know that he was on the show yesterday, so I don't know what the problem is. I don't know where Miss Prada is and the First Lady. This is just interesting. No, Ty, somebody did not get stuck in my brother. Rude self. Okay, well, so, okay, this is just great. I don't like dead air, and I don't like silence, and I don't appreciate this, and there will be, and it might be, a side of me tonight that no one has yet to hear, because you can't see. but it might be a side of me tonight that you've yet to hear. Yeah, I feel it coming. So, how is everyone? How was your weekend? Did anyone check out Spider-Man? What were your thoughts on Spider-Man? If you did check out Spider-Man, congratulations to the House of Ebony on a successful ball. Congratulations to Donye, the privileged one, on a successful function in Atlanta as well. We do have a private caller. And private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jason.
Hi.
Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Laura. This is Laura. I was calling you to take somebody's place for the moment until they get in. Because I see you having a fit right now.
Oh, I haven't started yet.
I know, but I smell it coming. I heard it coming, and so I had got me a, my child was like, they said, Jason, I said, let me call in. They was like, oh, no, they was like, Jason on the phone, he irritated right now. I said, what's going on? They said, ain't nobody online. I said, oh, well, let me just call in and just take somebody's place real quick to somebody there.
I guess J-Rock got stuck in St. Louis somewhere in Bumblefuck.
No, he in Texas.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I thought he made it to Texas. I thought he made it to Texas last night. He said he was like only like a couple hours away. He should be home.
Well, I don't know, but So, Laura, did you know Nikki?
What you mean you don't know? What's the tea?
I don't know. I haven't seen. He's not on the line, and it's the same show time every Tuesday, the same time every week. The time.
He got arrested
time,
or something?
What'd you say?
He got arrested or something?
Now, girl.
What's the thing? Like, I
don't,
like
girl. You know, J-Rock and Arrest. That just don't even sound.
Yeah,
right.
They don't even match. But I'm just, they don't match. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Maybe he had a piece or something. Maybe he.
Well,
had
I know when you get
know,
in love, things change, and you lose interest in other things. But just let a brother, let a sister know. If that's what's going on.
So how was your week? How was your weekend? What did you do?
My weekend was all right. Saturday I went to see Spider-Man and the Captain America movie. No, Sunday I went to see Spider-Man and the Captain America movie. Saturday I took my dog to get his first set of shots and hung out with my best friend and her boyfriend and helped them pick out an engagement ring, and that's a funny story.
Right.
And that was basically my weekend. How was you? Well, you were at the ball, and I was on the phone
no,
last
I was,
night.
So. I wasn't in St. Louis. I didn't make it to St. Louis. And I'll let somebody know if I was at the ball or not, like when I was in D.C. at Harold's ball. No, and like Philly adjacent ball. No, I didn't make it to St. Louis. I was supposed to make it to St. Louis, but my flight gave me the wah-wah-wah. And so, so I had to run up out the airport before I got the wah-wah-wah. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, I was in LaGuardia Airport in New York. So, yeah. And so, anywho. Yeah, so, anywho, yeah. It was a situation, you know, but, you know, I made it back to where I need to get to.
Well, I'm glad you're safe.
Yeah.
Well, we have a caller. Let's see who this is because it's a number I don't recognize. 231-571.
My fault.
Thank you.
You know, this is my thing, right? So when you press one, like, you knew you pressed one, right? Or you don't, or, like, I'm just, you know, like, I don't get that. I don't know if it's me. And I don't know. When they be like, oh, I didn't know, or oh, my fault,
right,
or oh, my bad. Like, what's your bad? You first one.
Well, maybe they just got big cheeks and it happened by accident. 832-491.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, Prada?
I'm doing good. Just got home.
Hey, Prada. I know you're mad at me. I can make it to Texas like I wanted to because I just explained to Jason what happened, but...
Oh, I'm not there, honey. It's going to be plenty of dick and ass out here for this weekend.
I have to come to Texas anyway because I have family that lives there. I have to make my trip to Texas. I have to be down there within the next month, so I have to, like, just plan another trip. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, well, you know,
oh.
I'll be fine this weekend. Okay.
Yeah, I'll hit you up, but I'll let you know.
So, Prada, where's your brother?
Who?
Oh, he is? He made it back?
Who?
J-Rock.
I mean, I'm sure he at home. I mean, they was almost home last night, but, you know, I don't keep up with him.
He said he was like 2 hours away. I know when he was on the show, he was like, he was driving. He was like, he only a couple hours away because he said it was a 12-hour drive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll keep up a grown folk, so, you know.
Okay.
I'm back, Jason.
Thank you, Justin.
Who is that?
That's Justin.
Justin.
Hey, sister. Hey, Justin. Hey.
Happy birthday.
Give me a kiss, Justin.
Whose birthday?
Happy birthday, Laura.
That was your birthday, Laura?
Yeah, it's Laura's birthday.
Oh, yeah, Jason, I heard you were asking, you know, what the girls did for that weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, Friday after I got off, you know, I had went to the movies with Stitch for my job. We went to go see Spider-Man 2. It was cute. Then we had went out to eat to IHOP. Then what we did after that? And then Saturday, I didn't really do shit on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, didn't I talk to y'all all day on Saturday, like 5 hours?
No, you ain't talking to me. That was probably Friday night that we talked for like 9 hours.
Nah, that wasn't Friday night. Nah, that
wasn't
Friday.
Because it wasn't Thursday night
because
I was with my family. I was with my girlfriend. It might have been late Friday, Saturday night.
Well, maybe it was Sunday we had talked all day, bitch.
Hey, Prada.
No, it was Saturday. What's up?
You got to give me that sound effect, though.
What sound effect?
Bitch, what?
Bitch, what?
It must have been late Saturday night. It was late Saturday night because I ended up going to the little club. That's right.
It was not late. We was on the phone from like 4 or 5, all the way to like 7:30, 8 o'clock, bitch.
That's late for me, girl.
Oh, yeah, your time is an hour ahead of mine. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you went to the club in Baltimore, Jason?
I go, it's a little club. It's not a little club, but it's a club that's around the corner from where I live.
It's like a bar or something?
It's one side is a bar and a lounge, and then the other side is a club and stuff. Because I was actually, like, at one point in time, I was telling Jasmine that it would be a nice place to have a function because it's after hours and you can have it and it can be open to as long as you want. And it's right there by the train station, right by the bus station, so the girls can get in, get out, or whatever. There is an echo.
Hold on, I'm going back on mute. I'm in my car.
Okay. So, it's like a straight...
That was him, yeah.
But it's a straight club, but it reminds me of how the Bird.
Oh,
yeah, but it gives you I don't go to too many gay clubs because I have more straight clubs than I have
me
more
too.
Straight clubs than I do gay
me
clubs.
Okay, well when I come back to the
gay
East Coast, I'm gonna have to go to the straight club.
Right, and you meet a different kind of gay man in a straight club than you would in a gay club.
Gay clubs are trash.
But you know what I like about strip clubs? You know how I like the whole confused part. Like, you know how you walk
right.
into a strip club and you don't know if they get down, but then they looking at you, then you see a so-called straight boy, they'll look at you, though. They be giving you this, like, all this eye connection when you be at the bar. You be like, guys, you just be getting your life, bitch.
See.
It's just like, it's over.
See, I don't care if they get down or not, honey, because they'll get down once
it's
they
like,
leave
it's just an overfilling. To me, it's an overfilling when you just be in a straight club and you see some straight boys kind of like, checking you out a little bit. And it's kind of cute, though, because you're like, okay, I'm at this straight place, and it's like, oh, okay. You know,
right.
They never play.
Club,
they gonna play when
bag.
They meet the door, huh? Yes, God. But it's no tea. All you gotta do is go to the straight club with the door. You know, when the boys be trying to get at the door, I'm gonna be like,
And
the
it's
only
and
way
it, that's,
we
and
gonna
it,
do
and
something.
It's a big girl, and it's a big girl club, so they will definitely love you. And you might get into
okay,
a couple of fights when.
Know.
And you might get into a couple of fights with all the big girls that's in there.
Too. I'm going to let them know they got to play with my brothers, too. No shade.
What's a big girl club? What do you mean when you say that?
It's a club where it's majority the girls that go to the club are plus size.
It's like
a
bear club?
Plus size.
Not a bear. It's a
I'm
straight club,
here.
Lord, so it can't be a bear club. It's just
you're trying to say I'm a plus girl.
I'm not saying you plus, but I'm just saying you thick.
Nah, girl, you saying I'm plus, girl.
No, I'm not saying that you're plus. I'm just saying
girl,
that
it's
you're...
it's my stage, because, you know, it's my thing. I'm not
I
boss,
mean,
but.
You do have them big lumps in the front, and that's what men like, them big old breasts, so you would fit right in with the strippers, and at least you get... Mm-hmm. So you get to see the strippers in the show, and... all that good stuff. Well,
mm-hmm.
I have to sit
I'm
outside.
Go see some strippers on. I'm gonna go see some strippers on Thursday.
Yeah,
well, before y'all
right.
get started, I just want to give my shout out to the chat room, like Mr. Man and Big T.Y. Brooklyn. What's up? Because I know we've been around for years on the show, so yeah.
So Laura, before I brought Prada on, I was asking if you knew Nakia or Lisa.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know her personally. I saw her, like, years ago, back in the early 2000s, at a ball, actually. I think that was the PLCC ball when it first started in 2004 when they had it in the park. I think that was the ball I saw her at. She didn't walk or nothing. I remember seeing her. But I want to say it was that ball. I can't really recall, but it was a ball that I saw her at. And she was, like, to me, she was a gorgeous lady. And I remember they called out for Ellis, and I remember her walking runway. At that time, and so she was like, heard back then, she used to walk with the girls like Tyra and Eve Prada, those, you know, the older, you know, those girls, you know, from way back in the day. But after that, I remember her being on Kai's show because I called in a few times to that show and just like listen and her knowledge and everything, you know, just how she speaks and she speaks so eloquent. And she will argue her point down. Like if you try to disagree with her, she's very stern. She's a stern set. You know, it's like you have to see it her way, and that's pretty much it. Like she'll try to, you know, she'll understand your situation or she'll understand your point of view, but she wants you to make sure that you understand her at all times.
Exactly.
And I love her for that. I really like her. You know, for doing that. I mean, she seemed like she was a beautiful lady. She wasn't, like, a messy. She didn't give me that type of messy type of person. She seemed like she was a very humble, you know, just a beautiful lady. And that's sad that you know, however she passed, you know, it's sad that happened. But I will say this much. I think it's fucking fierce, very fierce, how I can't think of his name. The person, you probably would know him, Jason. I can't think of his name right now in the chat room. I mean, in the group, he's a real profile. He's like somebody from back in the day. They posted pictures of her saying, you know, it's sad that she passed away. But then he gave very well, y'all film queens need to watch what y'all put in y'all body and watch what drugs y'all do and watch this and watch that. And then blah, blah, blah. You know, like what that had to do with her passing. And I thought that was kind of fierce when he made the post, that big old post about it. And I'm surprised nobody said nothing about it, though. Like, I don't think anybody read between the lines, but I read between those lines, and I thought that was fucking fierce how they did that. And I think that needs to be brought to light. That was fucking wrong.
I think you're talking about Eric Allure. Is that supposed to, or is that the
person? Eric Montana.
Well, he made because it was because of him that I found out. It was one of the posts. It was one of the posts because he made quite a few posts, and it was one of the posts that he made that got my attention. And then I had to call somebody in Baltimore because it's like me and her. We talked because it was like I just talked to her on Facebook not that long ago, like a week and a half ago, and she was asking me to send her somebody's picture. And I sent it to her, and we kiki'd for a minute, and she had a history because it was me, her, Tyra, Tiffany, Shatira, we all came out together, and, of course, they decided to live their life as women. I decided to be a man. One of the nicknames she had for me was Jessie Cunt. And it was like she's the only, and it was like, and if you knew her and you knew how she talked, there was a certain way she could just say certain things to you that no matter when you heard it, it just always made you laugh. And she hit me up and was like, Jessie Cunt, can you send me such and such? And it was like, even just to see it, I could hear it the way she would have said it. And I sent it to her, and we talked. So when I called the person that I called to confirm that it was real, they confirmed it, and then I told them, we had a private conversation, and I told them, well, I don't know that person, but you know them, so can you reach out to them and tell them to take that out of the room, because that doesn't have to be, that shouldn't be in the room. That's too much information.
Right. He was just, like, saying, like, oh, you femme queens need to watch what you put in your body, and if you're going to do this, and if you're going to be a femme queen, or if you're going to take them home, don't do drugs and all that stuff. So are you saying that she did, you know, what does that have to, you know, like, what was the purpose of you saying all that? Like, if it was, to me, I guess when somebody passed or whatever, like, I understand people get offended when somebody say, well, how did they die, stuff like that. But then when you start, like, being real serious, especially to someone that's sweet, like, she wasn't even a messy person. I could see if it was somebody that was real messy that passed, but you then, child, it is what it is. You know, you get what you get. But I personally don't think that she deserved it. Maybe he just didn't understand. Maybe I took it the wrong way. I don't know if I'm the only person that took it the wrong way, but I feel a certain way about it.
Right. Somebody in the room, Mr. Man, is saying that was her house brother, so he wasn't trying to be fierce. I guess he was just trying to educate.
Okay.
I guess he was just trying to educate the girls on what they put in their body may not always agree with other things that are already in their body. I guess that's what he was trying to do. But Erica Law, if you are listening, you have the option to press 1 and share a memory or defend yourself or explain why you did what you did or how you did it.
Okay, Mr. Man, I got you. That's what's up. Yeah, because I really didn't take it that way. I didn't know if he knew her like that. Well, I took it he knew her personally, but I just didn't know that they was house members. I didn't know what angle he was coming from with all that.
Because the one thing that I do know about her is that she was a wise woman, and she did try to educate the younger girls on what they, and tell them the things that they should do or shouldn't do, and what they should try and what they shouldn't try. Whereas some of the girls, well, you know how they could just be fierce and the little secrets and the tricks of the trade that they may have, they keep to themselves. Where she was a girl she could have a conversation with anyone. And would have a conversation.
Was she really preached for, like, the femme queens that get this bad seal or get, like, that's really big on these pump, you know, these seal pump parties and stuff like that? She was real big on that because coming from her type of era, you know, those girls like to pump. You know, those girls back in the day, they like, you know, to get that type of work done. But at least back then, their work kind of looked good versus nowadays, the girls getting pumped with concrete and everything else, it's falling to their fucking ankles now. This thing,
right?
The microwave, anything microwave will fall apart.
Yeah, so she was just like, she was really, like, she really made sure the femme queens, you know, would listen to her message about, you know, getting bad seal. And she even shared some of her stories and, you know, about certain things in her life. And I appreciate that, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize sometimes that some of the shows didn't garner the attention that a lot of the other shows did, but people still listened, and they took some of the information that they were given, that was given from some of the shows. So, I, you know, she always has a gem of knowledge in her conversation and things that she talks about, especially on the red carpet on the show.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have a caller from 202-450. You're on the air.
Man, shout out to Kia family.
Thank you, Bishop.
It's Bishop. I mean, Kia, man, me and her have been friends on Facebook for about now a year and a half. And, I mean, honestly, keep it real, Kia would kiki and say things about me, but Kiki also would inbox me and say, man, Kiki was one of the first people before. The first person, when I said that I contracted the virus, mm-hmm. she was the second person. The first person was London, and Kia was the second. I even got it right now. I can show y'all in the room. But, you know, Kia always was fun in the official ballroom scene group. To me, she was always fun. She was always fun, always putting up things, you know, for people to think about. And, you know, the comments and likes that she got from it, people were really, really, really listening to, you know, what she was saying or her perspective on anything that was going on in the ballroom scene or whether it be anything in social media. You know, Kia was very, very much, you know, a nice factor and very much kind-hearted, you know, what she said to me in my inbox. You know, she said, keep on going, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'll read it to you right now. Don't slow down for nothing. Keep going.
Yeah, she was like a motivator.
Right,
yeah, she was like a motivator.
Sweetheart.
You would say.
You'll be very, very minded of how people really, really think about you, or how people really look at you when you're on Facebook, and then when they see you or they hear you talk. And she was one of the type of people, she wouldn't have no problem with, you know, inboxing you. I inboxed last year, Bishop, you're trying it. That's when, you know, yeah, you know, I went up and, you know, like up all like that, you know, she, yeah, Bishop, you trying it. So, you know, she was very, very good at, you know, letting people know that certain things that they say out their mouth didn't make sense or was wrong. And I can just say that, you know. Yeah, I mean, you can put me on mute, but I mean, I want to be a part of the show. I mean, I know it's Trash Talking Tuesdays, and, you know, I'm just struck. I'm struck right now because, I mean, I used to always talk to Kia in the rooms, and she would inbox me from time to time. I'm just like, yeah, I'm shocked right now.
Well, Bishop, you can sit there long as you know how to act like you got
something. I'm gonna act the way I'm supposed to act. But
I have to say this, Mr. Man. Yeah. I'm going to say a key real quick with you. Mr. Man shared something in the chat room, and I was thinking the same thing.
I got Kia on three of my profiles, and I'm looking at the messages.
I ain't saying nothing.
I got her on three of my profiles.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Bishop, I honestly, because I know her, and I know that some of the voices that she would call into the radio show for, because
oh, yeah.
I could get her to get make it hot in a voice, and she would call in and would mess with people and be like, J-Rock, J-Rock.
Yeah. Lisa has been around for years, especially on this show. She's been around for years. She's not no one new to, like, calling in to Sins and Chops. She was here before, like, there was a London, when there was other people on the show, like, she when they first kind of started, you know, with Andre. Yeah, she was, yeah.
Also, she was the one who used to say J-Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, man, she go back with Tom, right, yeah.
Yeah, she goes back. She is a diva, yes. If anybody, she is an icon, believe it or not. To me, she is an icon. But I know, Bishop, there were times when she would inbox me and say, can you please mute him, shut out him. I know, and this is the thing. Probably when she was inboxing you, she was inboxing me, Bishop, you trying it. And she probably was inboxing, she inboxed you before she did me. And so, you know, I could say one thing, you know, she inboxed me, you know, periodically. And then on top of that, in Training Chaser group, she would, you know, make her presence known and be like, Bishop, you trying it on one of the posts. So, I mean, you know, Kiel, you know, was very active, very social media active.
Well, Bishop, you better remember to stop trying it.
I guess not. I guess.
Oh, and Laura.
Yes, who this?
I kind of wanted to bring this to the table. I know this is not on the topic of what we're discussing right now, but it has been discussed amongst other shady individuals within the group that we're thinking about revoking Chris Chilcank's status since they had a ball this weekend in St. Louis.
He did not go. I told y'all that I was drunk when I did. I did not know that I even made. You know, I was full. Like, child, I didn't even know I deemed him until somebody said something when I was on the show. I said, child, I don't remember that. And I had to look in the post. I said, oh my God, I did. And,
Hold on, Laura. You know, anything you say. Come to pass. Anything you say come to pass, and it's the truth. First of all, Laura, I apologize for cutting you off, but it's your day. Well, now it's 12 o'clock, but 12 o'clock trying it right now for somebody that has made the official ballroom saying Tents and Chops and Trash Talking Tuesdays, and even Wednesday night, the state of emergency, so shady. And then on top of that, gave their point and gave an accurate point every time. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I really appreciate that. I have to say something to you, Bishop. Even though this is Trash Talk Tuesday, and this is coming from, like, a place. I don't know why I'm about to be sensitive when I say this, but I like you and all, Bishop, but you scare me. No, I'm serious. No, meaning like, no, I don't mean scare me like, like scare. You scare me like, to be honest with you, you're a person like I would pray for almost every day because you scare me like you seem like a person that I would be scared that you wouldn't wake up the next day because you may do something to yourself or you just may not wake up. I'm so serious. Like, you scare me.
First of all, you pray for everybody.
Yeah, but
and,
you understand what I'm saying, though?
No, I understand what you're saying. I definitely understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's man, I can tell you, within the past 2 years being on Radio Blog, I've been through it. People can say whatever they want to say in the official ballroom scene. Come in. It's Trash Talking Tuesdays. Talk shit. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want to do. But, man, For Bishop, a.k.a. my real name, Lee Anthony Day has been through so much and is very much learning from his experiences and learning from the situations and gaining strength from God every day, man. And I just tell you, I can take anything you shared out. I can take any video you got of me. I can take any picture you got of me, because the simple fact is, at the end of the day, you know, honestly, you're even going to make me famous, like these quote-unquote famous people that's in the reality shows or whatever. You're even going to make me famous, or you just going to just basically just put it out there because you got some type of thing against me. It ain't nothing like that at the end of the day, because you don't know exactly what I'm really going through. If any of you guys, I'm sure, Jason, you seen my wall. You see that I'm very much really getting over and still dealing with, you know, the situations with my father. I have plenty of decisions I have to make. I try not to bring them on the air, and I've always tried not to, but it's always gotten to that point where I really, really, yeah, it was feeling like that. But, yay, I agree with you, Lauren. I agree with you 100%, you know, and it's just the way I am. I'm going to chase with nobody.
No, I'm just saying that because anger and depression can be a bitch, and I think anybody can agree with me, especially in this gay lifestyle. A gay person that is angry and then bitter, not saying bitter, but I want to say just angry, or they may have depression. Like, I encourage anyone that's really listening to this show, even though this Tuesday Trash Talk, I really have to say this before. I don't know why I'm saying this, but, you know, if you're angry or depressed about, like, just, you know, and you catch yourself always angry or just depressed about just stuff, you need to get that shit checked out, like, real shit. Because being in this gay lifestyle, that can, you know, that can lead to basically death, you know what I'm saying, or just other things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's kind of like, not to say, I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but you just get, like, you do. You
Mama, Lord, I won't kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never kill myself. Because at the end of the day, I heard somebody in Blog Talk Radio, official ballroom scene, talk about in the group where when you do stuff like that, you kill yourself or you try to kill yourself. At the end of the day, you the motherfucker that's going to be the one that got to regret everything that you got to take after you try to kill yourself. As a matter of fact, just give an example real quick, brief. The dude that was in D.C. that was on the fire truck that tried to commit suicide off the fire truck, ladder, and he was butt-ass naked. He's about to serve 16 years in prison. That came out today. So for all you boat, all you sack users, or whatever, if you can't control that shit, man, you know, if you got a lot of stress and you can't control your drug, whatever, because a drug can't never be controlled, that's an example for your ass. That nigga about to serve 16 years in prison, period. So I understand
okay.
What you're saying, Laura.
Well, this was, I mean, I don't know what happened. What happened? Because I don't know nothing about that.
Google it. Google the man that's about to serve 16 years in prison because he was off the sack. He was off the embalming fluid, off the boat, the dipper, whatever. And, yeah, he got on a fire truck and it looked like he was trying to commit suicide. He was butt-ass naked. Usually they put people like that in St. E's in Southeast, right up the street from me. But, yeah, you know, they showed his example of him, and they going to give him 16 years. Google
okay.
It.
Wait,
and on that note,
did y'all catch what Mr. Ben just said in the chat room?
Right,
said,
and on that note, we're going to change directions. Because, girl, right now I'm sitting over here rocking like I need a med. So,
bitch, I got meds over here.
I don't want to take none of them meds because them meds already make you crazy. Private caller, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out from Bishop if he's still dating Shauna Balenciaga and who his top senior citizen Vogers are.
I never dated Shauna. I respect Shauna. I'm always going to respect Shauna. Because Shauna was one of the first transgender women actually to help me out in a little ass bathroom get ready. And this is when I was way in my prime when I was dancing. Shauna ain't helped me get hard or nothing like that. No, Shauna, was just there. And she had me laughing like a mug with all the jokes she was saying to me while I was in there. She helped me get dressed, but she didn't help me get really, really ready. Like, you all know what I'm talking about, but no. I had a attraction toward Shauna after that fact. But after that fact, this was long ago. After that fact, I found out I really, really liked the transgender women. Is that answering your question? Because, I mean, I don't understand, man. If it ain't answering your question.
Yeah, that answers
my question, and I also want to know about the senior citizen voters.
Bye, Felicia.
She asks it every week. Can you copy your boy voice for me?
I'm sorry. What are you calling me?
I was asking Prada to do something. I didn't know you were still on the phone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, nobody is going to ever answer that question about who they think the senior citizen voters are, so you might want to try another category.
Who are the top three senior citizens' realness?
It may be you.
Probably because of that voice.
Put you back on hold, and somebody wants to answer that, we'll let you know.
Can you talk to me in your boy voice and your butch queen voice?
Private caller, we have another private caller. You're on the air.
Yo, can you tell the ghost whisperer to stop calling in that fake ass voice?
Can we tell the ghost whisperer to do what now?
Stop calling in that fake ass voice.
I told y'all that was the ghost whisperer.
Is that Kelly?
No, that sounds like somebody else. But I ain't going to call him out.
That might be Kelly because he just said baby.
Okay, they didn't say baby like Kelly, my shirt.
Oh, Kelly, if that's you making your voice that deep, I do not want to play with you.
Wait, what you mean
Kelly,
making her voice
that
deep? Wait. What do you mean making her
Kelly,
voice
they
that deep? Making her voice that deep?
You know Kelly don't have no deep voice like that. Don't do that, Laura.
Here we go, another one.
We're putting you back on hold, private caller.
Let me stop before she call in.
Private caller, you're on the air.
You're on.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Now, you've gone, Power Ranger.
Wait, what was that? Was she playing Atari or something?
Yes, that was the good old Power Rangers.
Song of Power Rangers.
Oh, that was
I guess they were saying they need a Power Ranger right now. I need a hero. I'm holding on for a hero to the end of the night.
So, Father,
Lord, you keep on saying talk like a man. Like, I mean, my voice is not really deep.
Oh, so that's your voice. Like, that's your voice. Like, that's Prada. That's just
You want me to get a little bit more masculine for you? I mean.
No, I'm just asking, okay, maybe it's me. Okay, so, okay, when I see, okay, I saw you a few times. To me, when I first saw you, I didn't even know you was a bush queen up in drag. I actually thought you was, like, fish. Like, just thick fish. But they told me
who
was a drag. I was like, oh, shit, like, that's a drag?
And okay, Laura, because when she finally told me who she was, because I was like, Prada, have I met you? When she told me about Gaga Wayne and the Children of the Corn, I was like, bitch, I thought you was either cunt that transitioned to real cunt or you was in the process. I was like, I did not get drag at all.
I thought she was real cunt. Like,
okay.
That's what I thought she was real fish. Yeah.
I look. Being as though Bishop, Prada,
mm-hmm.
You real as shit. when you in drag. Just sew me something in drag and get it on with me in drag.
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute.
But I'm not using you being a man.
Okay, we have a private call, and then we will deal with that in a minute.
We
have a private call
when
you are on the air.
Okay.
Jason, if you ever hang up on me again.
Was
oh,
that
Becky.
You playing Go-Go Becky? Becky, was that your intro?
See.
Becky,
yes,
I told
was.
You last week. See, Becky, I told you last week. I'm going to fuck you up. Becky, I told you last week that before
oh
you come
God.
On. I told that.
I know,
I
know, but I didn't know what to do because I was trying to lighten the mood. Because when I first called in, y'all was talking about the girl. So I was like, damn, should I play Good Times? But if I play Good Times, then that's going to be kind
no,
of trying
but good time, no,
but then
Becky,
I was,
good, time, good Times would have been appropriate because
but
I'm I don't
to
want everybody
options.
To be depressed. Because I just
you
got
listen
an in-
to my options. You got to listen to
right,
my
right, because I got it, because I did get an inbox, and it was a text message, and I don't want anybody to think that this is a state of emergency show. I want to honor my friend the way I knew her, as a laugh, as a key, as a giggle, and have fun. I didn't want
right.
this to be a depressing thing. When Bishop came on, it just went down from, it just went from a jubilee to take me to the water and get
yeah.
baptized. So now
because
that you're
you know when
here,
he called,
Becky,
not only it's not only when he called in, it's he's talking about the situation, but it's the tone of his voice that make everybody
that's
feel
what
like they
it
in
is.
Church.
And I love Bishop
Hello.
Down, but it be the tone, and then when somebody asks him a question, he take like a long time.
Yeah, he'd be like, so Bishop, how do you feel about it? He'd be like, well.
But no, what he always say,
I'm sorry,
it's gonna be brief.
I'm sorry.
He always say it's gonna be brief, but it be a little long.
And then it's like,
I'm sorry.
And then Bishop will say, we're not gonna make, because we're not about to turn this into the Bishop out show. But then he'll
yeah,
say
exactly,
like,
exactly.
Because then
exactly.
he'll say
I mean,
something, and
I'm
you,
just
and,
here,
and he gets you there. But then it's like, as soon as he gets you there, and like, okay, you feeling him, you understand what he's saying. That bitch
he
goes so far fucking left. You looking at yourself like, what?
Well, all y'all got to do is let him know.
I make you, I make you guys think. I guess. I mean, but I'm gonna let
what?
You know something. I mean, I look. I'm laughing because. I'm working on that, but I'm not going to change for nobody else. And
see, Bishop, how you
that,
talking right now, that's not how you be talking when you be serious. You,
okay,
you talking with so
I'm
much
I'm not serious
tone.
Right now, though.
See,
I'm not.
I think you should talk like
Becky
that all
Titty
the time.
Punch. Becky
yes,
Titty Punch.
Okay,
not.
Becky. Hey, Becky, post
hi.
A picture of you. Hey, Becky, you sound
hi.
Fun.
No,
no,
come. No. You, if I post
a picture
of
you, no.
Becky is
post
a white
a
girl in the room. Becky
in
the
room.
Is a white
right
girl.
Now.
I'm a white girl.
Becky is a white girl with
you
the
ain't
big
not
titties.
No. You, if you're a white girl, I eat my hat. If you're a white girl. But, yeah.
She is a real picture. White girl. Eat your hat.
I hope you like Tabasco. What you like, Tabasco sauce? You want to put on that hat, baby?
Post a picture.
Oh, my God.
Post a picture right now.
Tabasco sauce on that hat. Bitch, I'm going to smack the fuck out of her.
But, no, Jason, like I was saying, because,
Hello.
Like, I didn't know. I was on YouTube trying to look for a song. And, like I said,
Hello.
I wanted to change the atmosphere of what y'all were
mm-hmm.
talking about. So, you know,
Hello.
I just thought I'll be a very Hello.
Well, Becky, it was the tone how Jason set the show, because don't say when I got on it, when I started to listen, Jason was kind of like, well, this show is about such and such who passed away and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, he sounded kind of down, and then Justin was on the show, but Justin was busy, so then he was, like, by himself, and I just called in and said, I'll just take somebody's place till one of y'all call in or whatever, because I was like, because Jason was like, oh, he was about to read.
Jason
was about to read.
That's the thing about Trash Talking Tuesdays. That's
Jason
what we should do.
And happy birthday, Laura. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Becky.
Okay, because Jason gave a very, bitch, these hoes know what time showtime is. Bitch, I was listening. I just hadn't pressed
so
one yet, bitch.
I was listening because Jason was about to light into every one of y'all. Every one of y'all. Except for Justin. He was about to light.
Well,
like,
no,
hey,
I'm going to let you know
my
something
thing
right
is
now.
This, no, my thing is this, Laura, and this is Trash Talk Tuesday, and some people can take it however they want. Since we started, since Tuesday started, we have people have come and people have come and go so much that I think that this is the whiz. Sometimes girls come with their own agendas to not get next to. Sometimes girls come with their own agendas and then they disappear. And then they disappear on Tuesday nights, and then they reappear on Wednesday nights, like they forgot where they started from on a Tuesday night.
Which way?
But see, I'm a
hold on, Jason, are you talking about me?
Bishop, no, because you're not a real host. But I'm talking about, and I just want girls to know that I started, and I just want girls to know that I started on a Wednesday night and worked my way to Monday night and ended up on Tuesday night. But I'm an original Wednesday night girl. But Tuesday night was my family night, and since it's only so many members left in my family, when the girls come along.
Can I read you real quick? Can I read you without you mute me?
Read him for Belize.
Let me read you, Jason. Jason, even though all the shit you done said about me, all the shit you subliminally say about me now, or any shit you say about me under the inboxes, Jason, I love you, and I'll always be on here to help you, and I'll always be on here to basically, man, show my love to Trash Talking Tuesdays. But honestly, Trash Talking Tuesdays has gotten out of hand because the simple fact is that Laura, too busy making movies, I quote-unquote key, making movies for, you know, her voice and what she brings to the table when it comes to, you know, her voice. But other than that, J-Rock.
Bishop, you're talking about London, not Laura.
Man, I remember when y'all was going on. I remember y'all was going on for a year and a half ago. Now y'all has been.
Okay, Bishop, I heard you what you said. Now I need to finish what I'm saying because somebody's about to come and attack me. What I'm trying to say is that I know who wears the crown, who the head CEO is. But there are people that come along and they sit and then they disappear and then they reappear and then they disappear. And after a while, it becomes annoying because you sitting here and you're waiting for these people to show up.
We'll put a name on it,
man. Put a name on it.
Because
call
you're,
out.
Because
shake
you're
the table,
dedicated.
Nigga.
So, I don't need to put a name on it because they know, cause clearly they know who they are. They're not here.
I'm not talking about London.
And I'm not talking about London. One at a time, y'all. Because we can sing together, but we can't talk together.
We can suck dick together. We can suck some dick together, though.
We can do a lot of things together.
But I'm not saying you're talking about London. I was just correcting Bishop.
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying at the end of the day is, I'm always
saying,
be on Monday. I'm always show up. If I'm not doing anything, regardless of my dad or any situation over here, I'm always be here. I'm going to always be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Niggas, motherfucking get used to it. I've been here. You should already be used to it. But my thing
oh
is,
oh my God, really?
Jason,
really?
Jason, you a ride or die motherfucker. A ride or
Laura.
Die. Ride or die. And I'm going to tell you, ride or die for Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Kelly need, and man, fuck the shade. Hey, Kelly,
really? Who is
they
that
give me
using
more
the
motherfucking time on fucking Tuesday night than fucking Monday night, heifer?
Put your hands in your pockets, nigga.
Who? And I'm mad at that. I'm mad at that. I'm mad at that, Kelly. I'm Kelly. And the thing is, Kelly, shit, I'm mad as fuck at that. Hello. You know, I'm mad as shit at that because Kelly used to have me on fucking Monday night. Motherfucking, yeah, I'm talking with you, but you mute me all the time now. And I got to the point where you muted me when I had the time to talk. I was like, yeah. I mean, shit, I said probably something stupid out of my mouth because I ain't had the time to talk because I would always press one to be the first one to motherfucking press one, Kelly. What the fuck wrong with that? But, yeah,
okay,
Tuesday night show me fucking love.
You're trying it now.
It because it's Trash Talk Tuesdays, and I'm talking shit to Kelly. Kelly, come through.
Kelly, she not here.
Come through.
Who's just calling me? Was that you, Justin?
Oh, you mute him.
Oh, Justin is gone.
You know he
did we use Justin?
Oh,
sorry, that was you, Lord. Go ahead, Lord. What were you trying to say? Because Bishop is about
Lord,
to well, Bishop did get me.
To be honest with you, I was trying to say something 5 minutes ago. I have to get. I went through like a whole blunt already, like during his whole speech. I don't even know. I'm over it.
Well, Laura, like you were saying, like, I ain't know what time it was, like, because, you know, when I'm at Wendy Williams, come on, at 12 o'clock, so I'm just talking about what Laura said, because she said he called in to be with you on the phone. And I didn't know what time it was, so when I seen Wendy Williams on, it was 12:40-something. I was like, what? Let me call in this show. I forgot. I didn't even know I was a band teacher.
No,
well,
Jackie,
I'll make sure I read J-Rock for you, Jason.
Thank you. That's what we're talking about. Jason is talking about J-Rock. He's talking about those type of girls, like the Calvin Hills.
He's talking
about,
yeah, like J-Rock, the Calvin Hills.
Well, y'all know
J-Rock Tiffany's.
Got his man now, honey. That was they
you know,
say,
the Tiffany's,
so
you know, those girls.
Wait till you're announced.
I mean, I get a man, but I get a man.
Look upon your greatness that you'll send the call out then, 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 the call out then,
So this intro is horrible.
Miss Laura, don't do it. Don't do it, Laura.
Girl, this intro is horrible, honey.
How are you, Laura? How are you?
What up, Jazzy? What you doing? What's up? What's up?
Miss Justin and her echoes. Thank you, Justin, for muting your phone.
Child, he over there sucking dick, child. Hey, child, it's just over there sucking dick. That's why he on mute. That's just, yeah, you on the highway sucking dick, honey. You pulled over sucking dick. That's what you doing. Don't play with me,
ain't
sir.
Ain't nobody
I
in the car.
You. Yes, they are in the car, honey. I hear them in the background.
Hold on. Let's get you right together, and I'm going to post it on Facebook, and I'm driving. Hold on.
Girl, you're done with them, that's why.
We don't need all that. Hello, everyone. Hello, Blog Talk.
Hello,
Chop. Hello, all the listeners and all the archivers and all the cast members and all the panelists and stuff. If y'all don't stop fucking texting my phone about Monday night shows and who's getting muted and all the rest of that and Tuesday night shows and the directions they're going in, baby, I'm going to block my fucking number from everyone. Change my number so y'all can leave me the fuck alone.
Is that directed to this show?
It's just, I don't know. Laura. It's so many people have such an opinion against everything that happens on this show. It's not that damn serious. That's why when we take our summer break, I hope everyone gets to shake it all out of their system because, my God. All right, I caught a little bit of what Jason was saying, and I completely understand where he's going with it. All you guys need to understand one thing when it comes to these shows. These shows are for you. for everybody that's out there listening right now, for everyone that downloads these shows and archives them, this show is for you. It's not for me. It's not for Kelly. It's not for London. It's not for Jason. It's not for none of us. These shows are for you. And you guys are more than welcome to come and sit any day you want, any episode you want, any topic you want. You guys can come and sit there. But, Jason, I understand where you're coming from as well, because you have a passion for everything that you are a part of. So I understand your concern, and I understand your passion when it comes to this. But one thing, sweetie, like I tell you, everybody's not going to have that same passion like you do. Right. A lot of people give up very quickly when it comes to stuff. A lot of people don't like to tolerate a lot of negativity. A lot of people don't like to tolerate a lot of the misfortune. A lot of people don't like to tolerate all the stuff that gets mixed up. So they move on to the next night, until they find a comfortable place for themselves. Also, you know how it is with you, as well as other people. Sometimes we can be feeling it. You know, we want to feel the laugh, the kiki and stuff, but maybe we're going through something emotional in our lives where this ain't the right time for me right now because I'm really going through something. And, you know, I just really don't find myself sitting there kikiing and laughing and gossiping and stuff. So, you know, I'm just really going through something right now. So maybe that's the reason why maybe some of the regulars may not be a part of like a Tuesday night or so, but they may move over to a Wednesday because maybe they do want to release a little bit of that stress in certain topics and stuff. Or maybe they'll just go to a Monday real quick because they want to know about, you know, what happened at the event or they want to give their opinion on it. So kind of don't really take it personal. You know, you got your family. Your family is not just, quote, unquote, the Bridges. Your family is Kelly. Your family is myself. Your family is London. Your family is, you know, J-Rock and all that stuff. And like Prada said, you know, we know what J-Rock is going through right now as well. J-Rock got a boo. You know how we all get when we get a boo.
Yeah, well, we
just
stick in front of our face, honey.
Yeah, you don't take it personal, girl. Because, that's my brother. I mean, I missed out on more than you on one night of a show, so don't take it personal, girl.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you're talking about J-Rock. You may not even be talking about anyone in particular. So no one's here to even clarify who you're talking about, but I'm just giving you scenarios on it. Huh? Are you talking about me?
No,
he's talking about my brother.
Yeah,
I am not talking about J-Rock.
I know who he's talking about. I do know he's talking about.
Well, who's the other cast member? Who's the other person? The regular? Who's the other regular?
you got to go to the archives, Laura. Girl, Miss Laura, your family too, girl.
Regular. It was only Calvin.
He's talking about the
Calvin
first lady.
It was Calvin. Y'all kicked him off.
We did not kick Calvin off.
Yes, y'all did kick Calvin off.
No, Calvin was never kicked off. Calvin just left.
In all honesty, Calvin was never a part of Tuesday night.
Yes, he was.
No, Calvin came to Wednesday. Calvin came to Wednesday. He was here every Tuesday.
Y'all would play music for him, and he would get on with Jason. Jason, you know Calvin was part of that Tuesday.
When the Reeds got real, girl, he booked it.
Yeah, when the Reeds came, he hit it because he couldn't take it.
Okay, well, just to clarify, because if Calvin is listening, Calvin knows, just to clarify, Calvin really was a part of Wednesday, but he would sit on Tuesday as well. But he was more on Wednesday night because Calvin really was not ballroom affiliated, but he really had, you know, his opinions and his, you know, points that he wanted to make on those serious topics. So he did sit with the girls on Tuesday like everyone else does. But in all honesty, Tuesday night, that's why it's titled, if you look at the banner, The Bridges. And the Bridges are officially London, Jason, and J-Rock. So that's where, that came from.
So he's talking about London or J-Rock because Devon got kicked off. It's either our mother London or it's either J-Rock. So it's one or the other or both. And mind you, he said plural. He said some of you. He said I'm talking about some of you. He didn't say one. So I'm pretty sure J-Rock was one of the people that he was talking about. Now, we're not going to play this game, Jasmine. We're not going to play this game right now. We're not going to play this Wednesday. It's Tuesday.
I am not talking about my family. I'm not talking about the Bridges.
Well,
at
who
all.
Was the other person? Who was the other regular? Who was the you talking
well,
about? Jason,
girl, I'm a part of
now.
Your family now, girl. I'm a part of
yes,
your family now,
yes,
girl.
Yes, you are now Prada. Yes, you are a Bridge. You are a Bridge.
So, Jason, who were you talking about? If you a Bridge, you got to be bold. You got to be, you know, like, who were you talking about, Jason?
I'm talking about any male or female.
Tiffany. J-Raw.
No, because Tiffany, because no, because Tiffany
season.
Still has keys to the house. Tiffany is on. Tiffany is doing Tiffany, and I understand that. So Tiffany is doing Tiffany, but I was referring, and I guess I shouldn't have. Maybe I shouldn't have been venting so out loud. I'm referring to those, they know who they are. And if you go back and you listen to the archives, you'll know who they are. Thanks.
Okay, well, you talk about people from last season or people from this season?
This season.
He's talking about this season.
Okay, if we're talking about this season, you can't be talking about Tiffany because you remember when y'all first put the new people on Tiffany, where Tiffany didn't see it. And she told y'all that from the beginning. So then that's why you never got it on. So you can't be talking
I
about
just,
Tiffany.
Lord,
so,
I just said
yeah,
I wasn't.
Get back to J-Rock.
Okay, we have
J-Rock
a couple of callers.
No.
The first caller is 773-778. How are you?
Who the fuck you talking about, girl?
Okay.
We talking about this Subway email.
Sit your ass over there on the side before I rub all the makeup
off. Girl, now you know she
don't eat Subway,
bitch.
Who the fuck you talking about, girl?
You know Devon Fat Ass eat Popeye's chicken, bitch. You ain't nobody Subway, bitch.
Ooh, girl, today is Tuesday, bitch.
Lord, don't make me come to have part, girl.
Today is the 99-cent special, bitch. How many boxes you got there?
Don't make me come to have part. Today.
Girl, put on your
scarf. Who you talking about, girl? Let me move this girl out the way. Who the fuck you talking about, girl?
Now I'm getting inboxes from people asking me why they aren't Bridges. The reason you aren't a Bridge is because maybe you haven't come to a house meeting. Maybe you haven't sent us your application to try to be a Bridge. That's why you aren't a Bridge. It's not easy to be a Bridge.
Well,
girl, I just
got
accepted. I didn't have to do nothing.
We don't just take anybody into. We don't just take anybody into the house of Bridge. Now the house
girl,
of Bridge.
Girl, they took you in the house of Bridge, and you was in your body.
What, Jazzy? You
damn,
got
man.
Work.
That was sad.
And
oh,
you,
wait a minute.
Okay.
My mic wasn't muted. I'm sorry.
And you turned this any old body into Prince Jason Bridge, remember?
I didn't turn that.
So I went from being an anybody.
That's what your fictitious mother did, not me.
So I went from being an anybody to a somebody, thank you. And I was already a somebody. So big tie, black tie, if you want to be a Bridge, you have to do what everybody else did. Start calling in more and sitting with us and talking with us more than just pressing one and showing us pictures of your fingernails painted.
Hey, please.
That's
the
blue. I'm just telling you, you cannot go make
the fingernails blue.
And don't paint them blue no more.
Hey, what's the subject for tonight?
What you say, Becky?
What's the topic?
There is no topic. Tonight is have fun. We were supposed
to
have fun. I was assuming that because a lot of people, from the stories that I heard, a lot of people had stuff that they didn't get to say or view or vent. So I was given them an opportunity to share their stories of my sister, Nakia.
Jason,
yeah?
You missed what Becky just said. She said she was changing the subject, bitch.
Becky, change that bra. How about you do that? You find all them Easter eggs yet, bitch?
You know what? I'm finna change my profile picture for you. I'm gonna give y'all a nasty profile picture. Watch.
Okay, hold on a second real quick because I can't stay on the line that long. But let's just get to these callers real quick. 504-331, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. This is Mika.
Hey, Mika.
What's up, girl?
Hey,
right there.
Hey, ho.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Jason.
Now.
Ooh, you can't get mad at me because she's been taking a test for 5 months.
No. That's what Jason, Tamika, Jason was reading you. He was reading you earlier.
I was not reading Shamika because my post, I said what I had to say about Shamika about a couple of weeks ago, that I was like, I reached out to Shamika because when Shamika said a friend passed away or something happened to her friend, and I was concerned about that, and I asked him, was like, is Shamika still taking that test? Wrong girl, Laura, keep trying. They might call in.
Okay. Well, hopefully they call in because I'm on it.
I got a name in my inbox, but I can't say nothing.
So wait, what is Bishop talking about? He tagged me in a post saying the weakest link that did not fit what
I'm freaking. Tamika, let me bring Bishop on so Bishop can talk to you.
Oh, no.
Bishop, Tamika has a question.
Mika, you just like me. Amiga, you just like me. But I know how these niggas act. But you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Because the simple fact is that and goodbye J-Rock. Honestly, you couldn't, a couple of shows back, Mika, I'm going to ask you a regular question, Mika. Show a body picture in the official ballroom scene. Show a body picture in the official ballroom scene, fat girl.
She's
not showing no picture so you can jag off.
No, girl, I'm going to compare it to Tiffany. Show a body picture and I'm going to compare your picture to Tiffany. Big girl. It'll be a big girl, tears of chop.
Big girl where?
Big girl where? Baby, your face is fat. I know your body is fat. Child, you ain't been on this motherfucker in a minute. And you want
to
talk shit.
What does that have to do with anything?
You in school. Okay, we know you in school, but, hey, look, don't try to find an excuse just not to be on here. If you can't take a read,
okay.
You ain't never been to a ball. You the weakest link. You're the weakest link of Tuesdays. The only reason why they added you is because of what you say
they
in the official ballroom scene.
Yeah,
but what do you say? What
like
do you say that? So what do you say? And what do you read about that's so crushing, or is a good read and a good key on the official ballroom scene radio? What do you read about on official ballroom scene radio when we're on air? When we doing it, and what do you really do? You don't say
why
nothing. You don't
depressed?
Give no action. You
why
you're
so
not action packed.
Like,
you're not action packed, baby.
Hold on. Let me just say
goodbye. Goodbye.
Like,
I know the motherfucking pot
no
is not calling the goddamn kettle black.
Okay.
Yeah, girl,
when
I'm
when
action
I say
packed. I'm action packed. I'm always be action packed.
My God, what have I started?
He has no credibility. He is emotionally
I could be emotionally whatever, but baby, I tune into the shows, and then on top of that, while you're in the rooms reading, you will not read in voice.
They can argue among themselves, and you let them argue among themselves.
And I thank
but
you,
no say, Bishop did come real strong this year with his reads, girl. Because he got a couple of girls, so I'm for their money, bitch.
Yes, man.
Yes, Nora.
This is Justin. I'm going to say something, I'm going to go back on mute. The only thing I want to say is I will give Tamika credit. At least she did come up with an excuse. Bishop just stopped calling in. And when he got to even press one, period, if we want to make it hot, at least Shamika will make it hot. And then she just said, hey, I got something to do, and stop calling in. You know what I'm saying? So don't try to call for Shamika.
Well, Bishop say y'all
just come back. She makes it hot. I'm going back on mute.
Do y'all want to make it hot, hot?
Why are you going back on mute?
When he do have something to say, y'all always mute him.
just
but
why you keep going back on mute, honey?
For him to
why
say
you keep
it.
Going back on mute? If you're not sucking dick, why you keep going back on mute? I'm driving, and the echo in my car, because I'm on my Bluetooth in my car, is
it ain't no echo right now.
They really still arguing. They really are still arguing.
Y'all ain't gonna have Justin trying to argue with y'all and crash his car, okay?
Shamika, don't stop. I learned when Shamika and Tiffany went at it. I learned that Shamika, she must borrow one of Chris oxygen tanks because she does not stop.
I'm not trying to try it or nothing, but girl, no shade. It do seem like, girl, after Miss Tiffany, you know, after they had that delivery, girl, she did disappear for a little bit.
That was a government job she was applying for.
Prada, what you say?
I say after Tiffany did, they did get had a reinspection. She did disappear for a little bit.
Who, Shamika?
Yeah, because Tiffany, you know, Tiffany, she say she paid like she weighed.
Ooh.
Shamika likes the girls, and my sister Tiffany likes the girls, too. So, I mean, they both went at it. I mean, it was what it was. You know, they threw their, you know, real fish thing for each other. They was reading the fuck out of each other.
So how y'all feel about this new episode of what is that? Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Girl,
tomorrow.
Don't talk about that tonight. Yeah, talking tomorrow.
Damn.
Laura.
I ain't calling in tomorrow, y'all.
Can we talk about Apollo pleading guilty to bank fraud and identity theft?
Well, they said that Phaedra has something to do with it now, too. So what's going on? Yes, honey.
Tomorrow.
We are waiting
for that tomorrow, too.
TV shows are always on Wednesday.
Jasmine,
tomorrow.
Okay, well, can we talk about how we're going to put a petition for that man from Scandal to go to the crazy home so he really don't have to get fired off of the show?
Can we handle the crazy people that we got right now first? We got to focus on our own before we move on. Let's see. Hold on.
Laura. But they're not listening.
You can't keep calling me. Look, stop calling me. Who keep calling
you?
Hey, hold on. Jason or Mama.
Yes,
y'all
been
shade. Y'all threw shade.
Why y'all locked
y'all
me
threw
in the
shade.
Locker
y'all
room
had us
pool.
In a motherfucking private room. We already
we had
that.
I had to put y'all in the locker room because y'all was carrying.
Ma, you shade, Ma. You shade like shit.
Come on
because
here for this.
Y'all were talking about new pictures
on.
And they wanted to see your bodies and stuff, and that stuff y'all
no,
doing in the locker room.
No. Mommy, I don't want to see her new body.
I heard Laura earlier say she was a little scared for you. I am too. You give me Norman Bates, really. You give
yeah,
me
Norman
Bates.
Norman
Bates.
Okay. Well,
he
no shade, Ma. This was coming from me personally between me and you. I'm Hannibal.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
don't call me
no.
Norman Bates. I'm
Hannibal.
Time
for that, honey. Well,
Jasmine, let's talk about
well,
that
honey.
Tomorrow.
That now,
we're going to talk about
now,
that tomorrow.
Everybody,
all this little
that
extra skin,
why that
all this little
like
extra
that.
Skin, all this little extra skin and fat that's hanging off of me, you can have that, but I'll cut it off for you. You're not going to come and eat
but
me.
But you know, he loves him some Jasmine contour.
I don't see how you, Jasmine, when you said that.
You know why? Hold on. You know why I love Jasmine Contour because
no,
Jasmine
girl,
Contour actually, actually really, really, really.
Stop.
Jasmine
Contour.
I don't know what
contour.
That's what you do with makeup.
Yeah.
And another thing, I'm glad you brought up the contour because, Bishop, you kill me when you call this tens and chops. It's not tens and chops. It's tens or chops. Get the name right. You represent this show for so many years. So many years you represent this show, but get it right. It's tens or chops. A person don't walk a ball and they can get tens and chops at the same time. It's either tens or chops.
That's what it is.
Okay. I agree 100%. But, Mommy, you be trying it.
Mommy.
What you just did, Mom?
Take me to the bridge.
You wanted to see her pictures. You said, show me your pictures.
I wanted to see a full body picture. I sent
y'all to the back room. Y'all can go. What does London call it? London calls it the dungeon. I sent y'all to the dungeon. Y'all went to the dungeon.
Back to the
chambers.
I went to the chambers.
I'm going to tell you, Ma, I was like Army of Darkness with a song.
Like,
you hear me? I was like Army of Darkness with a song. I came off the pit.
On every page, and I
blood.
Deny it, and he's upset. Like, I don't get, like, his whole issue.
I'm
upset.
Y'all already know how
I'm
Jasmine
upset,
is.
Like,
she don't want
to
let arguing in her ear, yeah, so y'all had to
It makes no
to
sense
deal.
To me.
And that's why
it
I don't be
sense.
Tuning in like that. It's too much arguing. Try to deal with that
I
all day.
I didn't come to argue.
Mommy,
okay.
You deal.
On and went off. I didn't come to
I'm about to call the party line. Y'all playing, honey.
Tamika,
let me
ask. Tamika.
Hey, Lord.
Tamika.
It's your birthday. Hey, Lord,
yeah.
It's your birthday. But tell Diane, and I know she's listening, tell all your fake profile
you
folks
say,
to call in and
baby,
stop bullshitting and motherfucking listening and then pressing one and not saying
you,
nothing.
Bishop. I told you that they are stop disrespect. I think that's so disrespectful
say,
to call them fake profiles.
It's disrespectful. This
I
is disrespect night. God damn it!
Do they film?
I
can
say
anything,
y'all.
Do they actually film the originals there?
Laura.
What do you, Jason?
Do they film the originals in New Orleans?
I'm not sure.
Laura.
Oh, I'm gonna have to Google that then.
Bishop, you call me one more time, I'm going to stick my dick in your
ass. Yeah, head. I was like, I'm so quiet.
And he's going live. And he's going live. They hung up. They had put their hand up. 313, put your hand back up. I was about to come to you. If you're still there, 313, you can put your hand back up. I do apologize. Thank you. 313-4.
Jason.
Yeah,
Jason. If I call my
Bishop,
fam,
can I
my
take
folks,
this call
my
or
fam,
thank you?
If I call my fam and Wendy Williams,
Mika, you have an incoming call.
Mika would
313-433. You're on the air.
All right, Miss Jasmine Contour, you better be contoured, Miss Jasmine.
I know, right?
it's
Yeah, all I just had, here. You know, I had to call in because Bishop said he was Hannibal. I was like, all right, y'all girls move the cheese strings. He is going to eat you up.
Oh,
exactly. Starting with Mika, because
my God.
I'm telling you, my sister, my fam, you will not have a day with my fam. With reading or trash talking, Mika.
You said, man,
like
that day I told you up on the
internet. Okay. Just put me on mute real quick. I'm about to go and get Wendy.
Bishop, you don't want my sister. Leave my sister Tamika alone.
Bishop is on mute.
This isn't worthy arguing with him. Like, are you serious? He's emotionally unstable. Like, he's a joke to me.
In all honesty, we know that Bishop is a little emotionally unstable, but, you know, he does it out of his love. This is his love for the show.
If you fish, all you gotta do is attach on the dildo, child. She'll be fine to say. Attach on the dildo, and she'll be happy.
Make sure it's over a ladder.
Bishop's a sweetheart, Joe, in all honesty.
Y'all just misunderstood. Together on the threads in the room. That's what he's mad about. And he's been claiming to get a sister from me for about a month now. So I guess he needs to catch back time. I don't know.
But let him do his thing. But
the shade is,
I don't understand why you even go back and forth with Bishop. What I don't understand is why do the girls go back and forth with him? Just let him say what he's going to say.
Even when we don't go back and forth with him, he's going back and forth with his fucking self.
Everybody's saying it right now. That's what they love about Trash Talk Tuesdays. They love to see people go back and forth. They love all the gossip and they love all the tea. I understand where Jason was going tonight. Honoring, you know, someone that has been a part of our show for a very, very long time, like you brought up, Laura. Yeah, she has been a part of the shows
since the Tom days. Yes. Mm-hmm. She has been a part of our shows, Tend to Chops, Lessons with the Icon, Tom's show. She's been on Nicole's show. She's been on the red carpet. She's been on Melange. I mean, she is a person who has given us a lot of her education, her experiences. She's been in the group. She's been in Naima's group. She's even been on Naima's show. She had a passion for all our shows, and that's what we provide for you people.
Jasmine, that's actually why I called in. I kind of fell asleep. I was talking to Jason earlier. So I wanted to call in about Nakia because she was such a sweetheart. She liked her weed, though.
She was a very good person, and she definitely tried to educate, especially the female figures of this ballroom scene, of not even the ballroom scene, but of this community. Femme queens, the up and coming femme queens, the girls in transition. She tried to, spread the message about health, about awareness, eating right, about using the right products, about, taking care of yourself. She gave many, many, many messages in the past 6 years that all the shows have been on the air within the community. So not just our show, but all the shows, every show that has been on the air, she has spread the word. So it was only right to, bring her up. She has been a part of us for so long. So I understand where Jason was going. So for everyone to talk about, not everyone, but for the text messages that were stating, tonight's supposed to be this and that, but they're taking it to this and that. No, sometimes we do have to take a break. And it could be in a fun way, but take a break from, the fun or the recaps and stuff. And, just talk and honor, like Jason is doing tonight. So kudos to Jason and everyone who is a part of it tonight. And that's all I really wanted to say. But I had to climb over Bishop's Mountain and his bag of bones to get to that point. But I love Bishop as well. Lord. And then he keeps pressing one and he wants to come back. But Mommy's not letting you come back right now because Mommy's talking, Bishop.
And you're a punishment, honey.
And
you realize that you're a little girl.
Go stand in the corner.
And suck some cock.
What else? And, what else? I had to say something. I forgot.
So, Jasmine, what can we possibly talk about since we can't talk about TV shows or anything like that?
Save all that media stuff for tomorrow.
Let's talk
you know
about
how we
whatever.
Get tomorrow.
Come on, Becky. Let's talk about whatever.
You're supposed
okay.
to talk about trash and stuff. Laura, you know how to do
whatever.
This, baby.
I know how to do this, but I told Jason, like I told y'all, like I only came on because Jason was about to read J-Rock and about to read somebody else. That's why I came on so he wouldn't read.
He will not let J-Rock out his mouth. He will not let go of J-Rock.
Because it's the truth. Jason was about to light y'all girls
up. Let's get to the bottom. I'm going to stick around. Let's get to the bottom of this. Where is J-Rock?
Thank you.
But I don't know. He didn't even show up.
And did we get clarification on what happened to J-Rock last week? What happened to him?
Girl, he said they did have an argument, but they are good.
But is that the reason he didn't on the show tonight?
No.
Laura, was you on the show last Wednesday?
Y'all not about to attack Ms. Carter, okay? Ask some J-Rock questions.
Who's phone is that?
Becky, you sound like you're underwater.
You're still cricket.
Becky, you sound under. Hold on, let me allow them to make it hot real quick. Bishop and Wendy Williams, you're on the air.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, man. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Wendy.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Wendy. You want everyone?
What are you doing?
I don't even know what's going
on.
I just got thrown up. hi. How are you ladies doing?
Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just dropping by. I hear that my friend, you know, having some issues on here. Somebody talking, you know, some shit. You feel me? So
yeah, your friend is the issue.
Exactly.
It's what the fuck? Are you serious?
Okay, well, let me. Mika, Bishop went and got his girlfriend Wendy for Mika. Mika, Bishop went and got his girlfriend.
I can care less. Have fun. Y'all have the floor. Do y'all think?
Girl, I can't take all this fish on the phone, this thing. I'm going to get sick.
You can't take all the fish because you never had it. But
no,
today,
I can't take all the salmon, honey. This
all the salmon.
Now,
and girl, your salmon stink. Your salmon stink.
You know this thing,
Laura.
Like, if we gonna do all
Laura said one girl per segment.
Oh,
we gonna pray for your salmon, girl.
Okay, thank you, bitch. One girl per segment, honey. Shit.
Hold on, you didn't hear me.
Girl, y'all giving me an overdose of sharks and dolphins.
Well, this is what happens when you say the church's doors are open. Stuff like this happens.
Mika.
Stop trying to address me. It's fine.
Hey, Mika, why are you so quiet right now? Because, Mika, I'm not going to argue with you. I tried to, but I'm not going to argue with a woman.
His antics are just so stupid to me. Like, are you serious?
Was that Tiffany you brought on? Is that Tiffany you brought on? Was that Tiffany you brought on?
No, no. It's one of my best friends. I call her a sister, and she is a sister.
You call her Wendy Williams. And so, wait. So you bring a fish on, and you're going to call her Wendy Williams.
I guarantee you, any type of day, Wendy Williams got the mind. And definitely for sure, my sister definitely got the looks.
We bring it up on
Mika.
The phone and we call her Wendy
Williams.
Oh my Williams.
God!
Is that what we
Mika ain't show no body picture. Why you ain't show no body picture? It ain't about you being naked. It ain't about you being naked.
I never
show
said
a body
about being naked.
Mm-hmm. I don't like taking body pictures either because the boys be asking.
Well,
me
I'm not taking
no body
pictures.
Wait. Let's get this clear. It's not that I don't like taking body pictures. I don't accept his crazy friend request, and he's mad about that. That's the only.
I'm not mad about that at all. I gave you a friend request. You neglected it so many times. And the thing is, I just wanted to show you my motherfucking world on fucking Facebook or the social media.
Girl, don't you do it, bitch. You'll end up in 57 fucking Fem Queen groups by
yes,
the end of the hour.
Yes,
no, ma'am. Do not fucking do it.
Wendy, you right
here? I block him every time I do.
Yeah, I'm here.
And this is the reason behind his rant. Basically.
Wendy,
okay.
How do you...
Well, I mean, Bishop, you brought Wendy
how
on, and she's
pussy?
Gonna read or what?
Wendy,
come on, Wendy. What you finna do, Wendy? Your wig on? Let's go.
Wendy, your wig on?
Go ahead.
Is that a white girl?
Nobody jump in. Let my folks talk and let Mika talk.
Go ahead, Mika.
Ain't no fair fight, man.
Ain't no fair fight. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that got the gun.
Nobody jump in.
You have an incoming call.
This is late. Have fun.
347.
All I hear is Captain Heat.
347-616.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, why are we supposed to care?
Hello,
about
we
this
just
person?
Want a caller on. Stop being rude. How are you, caller?
Hey, I'm just trying to figure out why are we supposed to care about this person's body and they pick. Okay, thank you, Naima.
Exactly.
Because
that's
Mika
mean,
come, Mika come for
name,
everybody in the official
ballroom.
The same people she come for, she always motherfucking talking shit about, and then at the end of the day, she always motherfucking showing love to. Man,
so
come on, Mika.
Why?
You ain't been, Mika ain't been on this
no
motherfucker.
Sense. You make no sense. Go ahead.
Make no sense. Heifer, you put up bullshit in the motherfucking fucking official ballroom saying Heifer.
Okay, and so do you.
Yes,
okay.
I'm bored.
No, I don't.
Oh,
the fuck you don't.
Like,
Laura.
I'm trying to make it hot and it's not working. Yeah,
Laura.
Hey, Miga. You think
Laura.
These niggas got your back? These motherfuckers ain't got your back.
Get some real strength
in here, Mika. Get some real strength, because I can call other people.
But the shade is, I'm telling you, I like a body picture. So it's no shade. She's not a big girl. So what?
Well, okay,
come
she
on,
ain't a big
it.
Girl. You got,
is,
hold on, you know how
I
she look, dude. You know how
that's
she look. But I want to see how Mika really look. Clown face ass heifer. Need to get your eyebrow. Man, I ain't trying to go on her, man.
Laura.
I want to see how Bishop take big dick.
Oh, my God. Bishop.
I know. That's,
we have another caller,
252-767. You can't even make it lukewarm, let alone hot, bitch. Stop it.
252-767. I'm sorry. Now y'all got
Wendy,
me just
still
messy.
In? Laura.
Wendy.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, normally I tune in on Tuesday for the hear this shit, but the Trish is killing me and the Fish is killing me.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
So
hold on, Carla,
what you want to hear about? Because I've been trying to change the subject
okay.
for like 30 minutes.
Wendy, you try to change the subject, Wendy. What you think about
it? They just need to cut it. Like, y'all try.
What you
want to
hear about? What you want to hear about? What you call it, said we can't talk about any TV shows or anything for you guys to call in on. So we're going to wait for tomorrow. But I don't know if I'm finna call in tomorrow. But for
ooh.
Right now, what we finna talk about? What you want to hear
well,
about?
Well, normally at the
let's
1 o'clock hour, it turns into Butch Queen hour.
Okay, so let's talk about some dick and ass,
please,
dick and pussy, dick and tranny, dick and tits,
oh,
trannies with titties on their back, you know, put titties on niggas' back and shit. Let's talk about that.
Oh, my God.
I am Becky
then,
Titty Punch, so come on.
And then we could talk about real fish named Wendy that got nappy pubic hair.
Hey, Wendy, still here?
Carla, have you ever had titties on your back?
Nah, I'm not into fish. I don't do that.
You're not into what?
He's not
into
fish.
What they got to do with anything? What if she pay you?
Oh, my God.
Lala.
You want to lick it?
Nah, I'm
oh,
good.
My God.
Okay, well, you go back. That's in, you know.
Laura,
we done
with
you, but we're
going to
change the subject right for you.
Anything else you would like to say, press 1 and I'll bring you back.
Laura, I had gave you what you was asking for, honey.
Laura Spears.
Ming,
are
you there?
Oh, like a boy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was here. Yeah, I'm here.
Baby, I'm with you. I am not liking fish.
Laura, don't
I don't even want perch, nothing. I don't even want whiting.
Okay, I have now reached the point where I have a migraine.
I know, Jasmine makes fun.
Jasmine makes fun every Wednesday on her show, and she calls Tuesday ratchet. I chose not to step into that because I don't like to speak things into existence. But with all the talking over each other, it sounds like the last 10 minutes of the Real Housewives, no, the Basketball Wives reunion.
Yeah, that was
so nasty and so rude.
So nasty and so rude.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
so
what
agree,
do you want me to do? You want me to pull your pants down and kiss your ass? I mean,
ooh,
what else
yes.
do you want me to do?
Well,
can
what
we
we're
talk
going
about?
To do is when you hear someone talking, please let them finish their sentence.
Just picture that you got to see, like what we did in our group, it was a dildo we had in our hand. So
oh,
just
shit.
Picture that you have the dildo in your hand when someone is talking, the dildo is not in your hand.
Well,
you
Becky,
just shut
since
up.
This is the telephone, no wonder you would never know who has the dildo in their hand, their
I'm
mouth,
probably
or
got
their
it in their
head.
Ass just sitting down with their
Becky,
legs crossed.
Becky, stop cutting Jason off, bitch.
Okay. I did not cut Jason off.
Yes, you are.
No. You trying to get me in trouble, pussy asshole. I'm finna sit down and mute my phone.
Oh, girl, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, okay?
I'm done.
You're wrong ass woman. What you doing?
Nigga,
that's
that bullshit. Oh. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got...
That's what happens.
Oh, look what the devil done blew in, honey.
J-Rock? J-Rock?
Get your thoughts together, boo.
Shut the fuck up.
He better read.
Who he going to read?
He's not even on the line, honey.
I was about to say, because the person he planned on, he better read the right person, because, baby, the person that was going to read him,
Laura, I love you. And you, Laura, if I ever to give you an award, it would be the pop Sarah of the decade, honey. You are definitely one.
Hey, Laura, Laura, am I on air?
I think she's
not on air.
Hello?
Y'all should have played possum.
No, Bishop, you muted.
Let me let y'all know something. Man, I'm going to tell you something.
He still would have went to talk.
I'm going to bring, I guarantee you, every Tuesday night, I bring a different person on here.
Thank you.
Mika, prepare yourself. In the
okay,
home.
I'll tell you what. You know what, Bishop?
You
okay, wait a minute. Okay,
okay,
okay, okay, Bishop, you know what? Okay, fine. Wait a minute, Bishop.
Y'all let him go too far. That's
prepare
it.
Yourself in the... No,
okay, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's going to happen. Since Bishop has so much mouth, and it has not been done in a while, next Tuesday night on Trash Talks Tuesdays will be a battle royal of the mouths.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, pick your partner wisely.
You can team up?
You can team up. It can be boy-boy, boy-girl, girl that knows she's a girl, don't know she's a girl, and boy that doesn't know he's a boy.
You're not going to read my sister.
Well,
like
girl,
that.
I don't know how to read, girl, so y'all can call me out.
So next, no, because wait a minute, and this is how your team can be. It can be one
leader. Because I have my night.
Wait a minute, Shamika. Your teams will go as following. You can have one reader and one hype man. The hype man is the person that, of course, we all know what a hype man is. If you're a little slow like Bishop, a hype man is the person that's going to hype the reader up and keep the reading going like, yes, girl, eat her, girl, get her, bitch, yes. That's all
right.
We have to do. Now, if you team up with the person that the process of elimination is if you talk over each other and your read does not make sense, there will be no health reads. This is all in fun and games. There will be no health reads. No, you can hit below the belt. You can talk about weight. You can talk about teeth. You can talk about breath. And you can talk about hair. You can even make something up, but there will be no health reads. So,
no,
wait a minute. Wait. This is Laura. I have something to say about that. Okay.
Laura,
you said
Laura,
you said there's no health read. So if you said there's no health read, that goes for everything then. You can't talk about nobody's breath. You can't talk about nobody's
breath.
Yeah, that's health.
Okay, well, you can't talk about illnesses.
If I can't say you a dying faggot and then you know, blah, 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 like the thing, then you can't talk about nobody's breath and teeth and stuff.
You
can't,
okay,
too.
There will be no talking about illnesses. How's about that? Does that work for you?
I don't know about that. Cause
if you watch American Medicine, Dr. Jackie said obesity is an illness, bitch.
It is an illness. That's what I'm about to say.
So everybody know that you need to pick your teams wisely. So starting tonight, tomorrow, whenever, you need to pick your partner. The rules, the judges will be announced the night of the show. I need to know who your partner is going to be because your partner may not be able to. Because it can be two or three, no more than three people on a team.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, no. Let me get this out the way now so that people won't be trying to get these people to be on their team. The judges will be
me.
Laura.
Laura. See, I knew it was Laura.
Prada.
The judges will be Laura. I am the commentator, so I can't be a judge, and I cannot be on your team. The other judge will be, if she graces us with her presence, the CEO herself. If she does not choose to be a judge, she can send a judge in her replacement.
No, Jason, you should be the referee. You should be the referee, I think.
Okay, well,
like
fine.
The referee.
Well,
yeah, like the
commentator.
You know what I mean?
I'll
like
be the
commentator.
I'll
yeah,
be the commentator
the commentator
and referee.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Laura,
now I'm
gonna
get J Rock for next week. J Rock gonna be the commentator.
What the hell was
that?
Your mother.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So that's gonna be it. The judges will be Laura, London, and Jasmine.
Okay.
And a surprise mystery judge.
Stand to the side.
And a surprise mystery judge. So the
team can even be
Trash Talk Tuesday against Tenzin Chop Monday.
Oh.
So that can be a team.
Oh.
Ooh.
But I wouldn't want Bishop to be allowed.
So
he should sit out.
So who do you think's going to win?
Becky.
The fuck you say?
Oh,
Becky Reeves, bitch.
Wait a minute. Okay, and there will be one judge. Thank you, Mr. Man. And there will be one judge in the official ballroom chat, and Mr. Man will be the judge for
the
chat.
Who was that, Chris? Oh
shit.
Ooh.
Not after we snatched her status. She can't be on that.
Who is Mr. Man?
Mr. Man is somebody that has been around for a while.
He definitely is. He's been at the beginning. Yeah.
Okay.
And he goes by Mr. Man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
well then you know what, Prince, Mr. Prince in the chat room, then you pick somebody. And if you want to be in the read battle, you are more than welcome.
Who are the contenders of this battle royale? Who are the contenders of this battle royale?
Well, you all have until Friday to tell me who your teams are, and then once we have all the teams, I'll put the teams in and the official room, and then you can pick who you want to go by in the process of elimination to the last two teams are left.
Can I be a spectator? Because how I am when I play games. So listen, this is really how I am.
No, Becky.
Oh,
no,
she's
Becky.
Scared.
No,
she's
Becky.
Scared.
No,
Becky.
I'm not scared.
Becky.
I'm not scared.
Becky.
Let me tell you. I'm a real sore. I'm not a sore loser. But the thing is, if I can't have nobody on my team that can't read, so like
a week to get it together, sweetie. You got a week.
Okay.
All you need is a little hype man. That's what Jason's telling you. All you need is a little hype
man. Oh my God.
You know you strong.
Jasmine had Kiki.
She tried.
Jasmine had Kiki.
I live for Miss Becky, for her to say, I don't know if I'm calling in tomorrow, bitch. You better call in tomorrow. we can give you guys a little preview of this show, of next week's show tonight. You better call in tomorrow. You want to sit here and talk about housewives, and you know good and goddamn well we talk about that on Wednesday nights. Y'all make it
see,
hot
Jasmine,
for tonight, honey.
You should have stormed me when I said it because I was waiting for you. That's why everybody was like, "What did she just say that?" Everybody was scared when they were scared for me.
Becky,
hey,
I got a suggestion.
This is all
I
wanted to say.
You,
this thing.
Oh, Becky, God. If you really want somebody on your team, I would try to find out who Granny is. And reach out to Granny because
no,
somebody should have
because,
Granny
listen,
on their
because she got a voice and I got a voice and then you know my character voice is sound this way and her character voice is Carrie, so I don't think I'm gonna hold my team.
Okay, can I say, I need this is what I need because I'm gonna send you a picture of me.
Every time I talked, did you hear anything that I just said? When I missed you, did you?
I just want to know about
the
room.
We already have pictures of you.
Wait,
okay.
Hold on. Who Bishop talking to me?
No. To make this fair.
No, he's talking
no,
to
no, no, no. To make this fair, because that's what's only going
to
do
Abraham.
It.
He's
only going
to
do
Abraham
it. Only going
to
make
Moses.
It so action packed. What to make this fair?
I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all need to do. Seriously, everybody, right now, do what I'm doing if you can. Just take your right hand, put it over your forehead. Close your eyes and just rub your forehead and keep your mouth closed for about, give them about 25 seconds and just everybody do it at the same time. Maybe we can feel each other.
25
as we
seconds.
Let
let's listen.
Ready,
let's
set,
let's
go.
Okay.
This
is what I'm saying.
Driving, Bishop. You're going to make somebody have an accident.
I'm
Justin,
come
be careful.
With the
let's
furry.
All,
I'm come
let's
with
all
the
be
furry.
With Justin right
best
we got to be with
world.
Justin right now. Go ahead, go.
Best
go.
In the world. I'm the best in the world at this. And the thing is, the greatest of all time going to be on this motherfucker, too. But what I'm saying is, every person that's going to be in this contest, post a picture. Because I'm going to post a recent picture. Post a present picture of you in the group. I'm going to copy that picture. I'm going to take from that picture. You can do whatever you want to the picture. I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, I'm going to post a picture of me. And I want you to post a picture of you if you're in the contest. And honestly, let's put some money on it.
Baby.
I got my green dot.
That was 25 seconds, Bishop, but we got the point.
Okay,
Bishop,
we're not talking about
let me just,
no
let me just say this, Bishop.
No,
Bishop,
y'all didn't get my point.
We got you.
You ain't give me no
you
ain't give me
Bishop,
enough
we
time.
We already got pictures of you, girl.
Y'all ain't give me enough time.
No,
okay, no, I'm going to give you a present picture.
Phone got pictures of everybody.
I'm
going to
give you a present
picture
just like
Bishop.
I want everybody to give me a present picture.
And the dick picture with the brown spot on the
penis. Are you going to post your new picture, or do you want me to post your new picture?
No, it ain't about new pictures. What's the rules again? You can post a new picture. It's not a problem. But hold on. No. That ain't going
to do
it.
Don't talk over everybody. That's the number one rule you need to get.
Okay.
Right.
Just post a picture of yourself.
Let me go down. Okay.
I
will wait till Tuesday because I will go over the rules with the judges. We will get together, or me and Dan will get together.
That
and we will
sense.
Go over the judge. But the first rule, the number one rule, is if you continue to talk over each other, your team is automatically
disqualified
and you cannot join another team.
This is
I mean, you got the power, though, Jason. You got the power to give them, you know, we'll upload some ringing bells and stuff like that. So you got the power to ring a bell, let the one group speak, give them a certain amount of time, then mute the other one, and then vice versa. You know, you can do it like that because you already know where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. It should be 1 minute for each.
Yeah,
Bishop, I'm an alias, so I can't post no picture unless you want to see a big bitch with white titties.
Oh, shit.
This is what I want to know. Can in the rules, can it be passed that every contestant has to give a recent picture with the date on the
picture?
What is the real roast contest? I've been in real roast contests on Facebook.
Some of these people might have avatars on their team.
What is the picture
for? Man, I've been
for?
In
the what
real
the
roast contest.
There
ain't going to be no
avatars.
I'm
getting messages that Khadijah's tooth will be on the air next week.
I tell you what, Jason already know from me adding them to groups, roast groups, how we go. And we want you to post a picture of yourself before we roast you or you roast us. Jason, you already know how it goes, Slam.
I mean,
I just want to know what the picture is for, like...
Exactly.
The picture is to show you go hard, no matter what. If you motherfucking watch or whatever, because you're gonna have to be watch face. You're gonna have to be in makeup because in watch face,
so
you look like a.
You have an incoming call.
843-843-601.
Hello.
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 Okay, they hung up. I'm sorry, you have about 4 minutes to call in before we go into record mode. If we lose anyone before we go into, if we lose anyone once we go into record mode, we will not be able to reconnect you to the show. So I apologize in advance. I do want to thank everyone that stayed with me tonight, that is listening to us tonight. Make sure that you do tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency Show with the CEO herself, Jasmine Kapoor. And her
panelists, J Rock, Joel, Jason,
Jasmine Contour.
There go that pot stir.
Jasmine Contour, you find
strong.
It.
That was a strong ass pot stir.
Find it, Jasmine Contour.
Let me try it again. And my panelists, J Rock, Joel, Justin, Jason, Laura, Becky, Prada.
Small pot service. Goddamn.
I'm old school. What do you expect?
That was a strong pot.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all better be on the show tomorrow because Jasmine will be up in your inbox. She do not be playing.
At 11 o'clock. And at 11
Friday,
o'clock.
You coming on the show? Yeah, I'm coming on, Jasmine. I'll be there.
Jasmine, when I'm about to inbox you something right now, so don't repeat it on the air, but this is what I'm about to inbox you something.
Okay.
Oh, God. More than titties.
And I want to give a special shout out to Pepsi. I don't know why, Pepsi, but you have been on my mind for a couple of days. So if you're listening, I'm just saying, how you doing, Pepsi?
Can I say this real quick, though? You don't need a picture to read anybody. You don't need a fucking
okay,
picture.
Okay,
because
I'm not
taking
my picture for you to
you know
check
how to read.
Really,
you know how to read.
Y'all
should have
paid that.
If you can read and key, if you can read and key, you don't need a picture. You don't need a picture to read.
He's not jacking
exactly.
off. He not jacking off on my motherfucking photo, bitch. No, man.
That's right, Prada.
And when I say, and this
and
is
and
a,
hold on,
the
hey,
this is what I want to know.
Bitch, please.
What I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. What I want to know is, okay, you calling the read session the roast session. Let's do it how it's supposed to be done. Let me give you a picture of me. Hold on. Picture of me wash face because Mika can't do wash face. But
Let me do that, and then, you know, wait a minute, Mika,
because me gonna need the Bush Queen hour because she a Bush Queen herself.
Oh, the same respect.
Girl, come on, wash face.
You better
right,
be wash
well,
face.
I'm still stuck on that part. That's
he,
what I'm
has,
Mika can't spell wash face because Mika go to school with Mika go to school with motherfucking makeup
you
on. What you use, girl?
Mika,
hey Mika, Play-Doh was your Mac, bitch. Play-Doh was your Mac, heifer.
Bishop,
you about to get Bishop. You about to be on mute for the rest of the night. Save all of that for next
Tuesday. I apologize. Don't put me on mute. I want to be the Bush Queen. The Bush Queen thing.
Save all of that for next Tuesday.
Okay, I apologize. I won't be in the Bush Queen hour.
Just to be clear, is Bishop the bald-head ebony man?
No. Oh. Bishop is the one that used to be a stripper that do wrestling porn.
Oh,
oh
well, what? Yeah, he need to see.
I think this ain't gonna be a bet. This not gonna be a contest because the damn hoe is going on me, and I didn't talk real good about the hoe. But it's okay.
I don't even know who to inbox. So what you
I just got an inbox that somebody was about to slit their wrist. And I can't have that. Have that murder on my hands. So Bishop, I'm going to put you on mute for a while because nobody's going to. They inbox me that, and if something happened to them, I don't want
you don't
the
want
feds coming. I don't want
to
be the last person Facebook come looking for a saying, well, he told him he was going to kill himself. So thanks to that person who just inboxed me that. You played with my conscience, and I won't sleep well tonight if that should happen to you. So, Bishop, you are muted till you calm yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Jasmine.
Now, to give an example of the kind of reads the judges will be looking for next Tuesday, I want a good old Christian Phaedra Park read, honey.
Yes.
I want one of them reads that's going to be...
Missy had read that out for blue.
I want to, but we're not going to talk about shows, but I'm just saying, I just want that kind of read. I want a read that's going to make me do an old church mother rock and say, fix
well,
it, Jesus.
Fix it.
You just make sure your man get his $10 so he can go get him a pizza so he can ejaculate in a cup so you can have a baby, bitch.
Wait a minute. How the fuck I get 15 notifications? You better call it out. Oh, Jasmine, you read me.
I read you.
Oh, shit. She put her head out on me, bitch.
Bishop, I'm going to bring you back
for Butch
Queen.
Hey, so, Jason,
Queen.
When you say
well,
you
want
Bishop, to own
I'm
nasty reads,
Bishop,
so
I'm going to bring you back for Butch Queen hour. If you talk over anybody
like,
or if I have to say your name too many times, that's it, that's all.
Wait. Before you do this, wait. Before you do this, can you please not make any more announcements of what you're going to do? Just do it, please.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if you go mute them, just be like,
just take
you know,
our
just
ass
hit
out.
Just hit the button. Just hit the button.
So, Laura, did you
but I don't want to hit the
like
wrong button. But I don't want to hit the wrong button and disconnect them when I'm trying to put them on mute.
Wait, what you say, Prada?
Either way, it's fine.
So did you like my Trey voice? Yes, I did. My dick got on to my heart.
Ew, Laura. Come on, girl.
Tell
me
what you hear about that kickstand.
This should go bad.
Corey lives in
the world. My name not Bishop next week. My name is going to be Senior.
Wait a
Deacon.
Minute. Why Devin start speaking when he gets to talking about dicks? What the hell
Ooh.
Is going on?
Because no, I always start talking. Because no, I always come into play no. whenever they start talking about
dicks.
That's the way the world works.
Oh,
no, we all
right
gay
here.
On this phone. We all gay on this phone. We all like dick on this phone.
Hey.
That's not,
but no, Laura,
okay.
He was quiet. Laura, he was quiet all this time. But just as soon as you start talking about you
oh,
just my heart
right.
Dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got excited and things.
Well,
why the fuck
like,
would that excite
you know,
me?
Like
to
you know Devon likes to say
top.
First of all, I don't like doing anything.
Are you still there, Jasmine?
I think it's a necessary evil.
Wait, who was
I just
top?
Got an inbox saying that I guess when it goes into recording, I don't know, but some people are, I got inboxes saying people are getting booted out of the chat room again.
I don't
top?
Know why it does that.
Yeah.
Dave is a top.
Oh, yeah, this Bishop right here. Okay.
Wait a minute. Who
Dave
said
is a
somebody
top.
Was a top?
Who? Dave
on
is a top.
Who is?
Dave is a top.
Dave is a top.
What the fuck
who
I
said,
been mad?
Who said he was a top?
Right. How long has that been going on? How long have I had that problem?
Ain't no lady that's 6'5", weigh about 300 pounds.
Warning. Freak alert. Warning. Freak alert.
I am 6 foot one.
Warning. Freak alert.
Bitch.
Right. Say it again, Warning.
Now, Bishop, that's how you throw a little key in a read without it. You don't even have to even, just say something. You know,
girl, you will not
so
try that while you jagging off in that nun outfit, bitch. I won't have it. And see, Bishop, that's how you reply.
Oh,
hey, listen. Hey, hold on. Can I say something? Hold on. Can I say, hey, I love the read and the roast, but I'm the
just
best
Bishop,
in the world.
This is not a roast. There's
Bishop
a difference between
be a
reading and roasting. Do you know that? There is a difference
what
between reading and roasting.
Y'all better
a
tell
roasting,
him.
Wait a minute.
Not, no,
let me explain
definitely
it to you, Bishop.
He's still
a
not
going
to understand in time for next week.
Senior
so.
Deacon will be in the building.
He's still not going to understand it if I explain it.
I'm telling you, AJ, I'm
going
to add you to the group. And
he's gonna be the
you
first
will
person
see
to
plenty
get
of heterosexual men, heterosexual females that slit their wrists because of what I was saying to the ass.
Who the fuck
oh
would
God.
Do that?
Exactly.
You're going to see videos of me in my wig.
A fool.
Yes, we know, Norman.
For free,
we know.
All the time, year round. A free fool.
You know what?
A full-time loser.
You know what? Speaking of these groups, Bishop, can you stop adding me to all them damn groups? Because I don't like.
Hold on. I haven't had nobody. I haven't had anybody to a group in two months.
No, that's a lot because you added me to like eight different groups, like about
eight different groups
ago.
within 2 months. No, 2 months.
Yes.
I haven't been adding no one.
Well,
I haven't been doing the max ask for no one, babe.
You added me to eight straight groups. And
okay,
eight straight groups that you just finally found out
you was added to.
No,
but you added, though.
It probably took her that long to realize she was in there.
Exactly. Don't blame that on me, man.
No, on my notifications, it says who added you, and it has Bishop the Bachelor. That Bishop the Bachelor added me eight to eight.
Hey, Laura, get in the car.
It was a whole bunch of pussies.
I'm going to battle my real mother. Laura, get into the contest. Watch me slay you.
Laura is the judge, and she is not the
Laura, I don't do no fuckery.
I don't think you want a piece of Laura.
Okay,
I'm not getting off of my chariot to throw tomatoes with you.
Okay. Bishop, I'm going to be honest with you. I do not read with bipolar tranny chasers. Wait, Laura.
Let's just be clear. He's a retired chaser.
Exactly.
No.
That's his claim, but that's not true.
I can't read with bipolar tranny chasers because they like five different people. I can't do that. Just too much go off of me. I can't do that because they little nutty. They get little nutty.
Laura,
I
like a challenge because honestly, do somebody. That's very important on this radio show. I've told them I've been through these groups and how they have treated me real bad and fuckery and all types of shit.
But let me let you know something, Laura. I came out on top
all the time.
Yeah. My heart goes out to you.
Laura, my heart goes out to you because I love you. And honestly, at the end of the day, it'll be a battle with me and you, man. At the end of the day. With this contest.
Bishop, do you know what I'm noticing?
Let's put money on it.
I'm starting to see a pattern forming here. No matter what show it is, and I love you damn, but no matter what show it is, no matter what the topic is, and you're good at it, so I have to commend you for it.
You make everything about him.
You turn everything into Bishop.
That's his tactic. Yep.
He needs the Bishop segment in his life.
Y'all don't get the groups and stuff are his livelihood, and that's the sad part about it. So go ahead on with you. Just go ahead on, Bishop. This is your livelihood.
Hey, Miga. Look,
where's the rope?
If you just in school, you get put on to something I know. Wake up now. I know plenty of you guys heard about that, but Miga needed it most.
Like I said in the beginning, Miga. Try again.
Miga, I don't think you want it.
Oh, damn, I'm going to jail. Somebody just killed themselves. Thank you, Bishop.
Bush Queen Hour, man, where the fuck is it at? God damn.
Maybe if you shut the fuck up and try to turn everything into you.
They keep coming.
No, we don't. Okay, wait a minute. That's enough, I can't. I fucking can't. I will lie no more. Girl, ain't nobody saying shit about
Girl,
you.
You care about me just like Mayweather said on Saturday.
Where the hell do you keep saying that shit, girl? We keep sending for you. Girl, what I get.
Y'all put them in the room.
Why y'all press mute on Laura?
Okay. Y'all should have muted Bishop and let him go in.
That wasn't Laura. That was Joel. That was divine.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, anyway.
Bitch, okay.
When I tell you, when
so
I tell you she sounded like.
So here
I'm
is
sorry.
My question. I have a question for Butch Queen Hour.
Okay.
What's up?
I had this conversation, and I had to actually make sure. Well, the reason I waited because they listened to the show, but then after a certain time they hang up. So I had to wait until they hung up so that I could bring this up because I didn't want them to know that I was talking about them. But anyway, I have a friend that just recently got engaged. And the question that I asked to a couple of other friends when we had this conversation because I wanted to know how they felt about it is,
Felicia,
how would you feel if your fiancé bought your engagement ring from
Can
the,
everybody
from a pawn
go to
shop?
The chat room, please?
Huh?
I'm in a chat room.
Can everybody look at the, listen, I'm promoting your Butch Queen Hour post. It's in the room. Everyone.
But wait, they said it's really supposed
sorry,
to be
bitch.
A show,
wait
right?
Wait a minute, well, which one am I, bitch? I want to know which one. I'm the one
bitch,
with the drink.
Bitch, when I said Claudia is sitting with her butt on her motherfucking head, bitch.
Oh, my
the
God.
Tallest one is
I'm
the cutest
one. With my leg
she's
up.
The one with the pink. The one with the pink, that's the cutest one to me because she doesn't look as weird.
Well, you know that
well,
is
bitch,
weird.
I'm
you can
I'm
see
the
in
one.
My profile picture.
Well, bitch,
Claudia
I'm the one
the
on
her head.
No, I ain't got no button in my head, bitch.
And
I'm the one on the end with the glass.
I'm a bit apart, so I'm the one in the pee.
She is
well,
asses.
Bitch,
she is.
I'm the one in, no, bitch, I'm the one in the silver dress with the shade on the side.
She
bitch, that's me, y'all.
She is.
Okay.
She
is. So let me, okay, so, okay, all right. So let me, okay, so let me get back.
I'm sorry, Jason.
Oh
I just was trying to promote the show for you, Jason, but go ahead.
So let me
well,
get
Well, no, Jason,
this.
Let
okay.
me tell
so
the story, because you're gonna mess the story up.
No.
Let me tell the story, because Jason, he going to tell you some extra shit at the end of the story, and you're going to be like, bitch, what? So,
okay, well,
Jason
go ahead.
Got a good girlfriend. Okay, Jason got a good girlfriend. It's real fish. You know, she been with this man. You know, she already been married before. You know, her first marriage, it was a flunk. It was a fail.
Okay.
So now she with this new man. And she want to get married to him. So they both know that they want to go look for wedding rings, which I think is more of her wanting to go look for a ring. So she tells him to come into the pawn shop because she found the ring that she wants.
Pawn shop?
So a pawn shop, yes, ma'am. So the ring is supposed to be like $1,000, and the man in the pawn shop, you know, he wants them to put down $150. He says if they wait till Mother's Day, he could probably knock $100 off or whatever. But she wants the ring right now because this is her dream ring. This is what she wants. So when it comes time to pay for the $150 down payment, this is what Fish wants. She didn't even let the man make it special. She didn't let him pick out no ring. She just said, okay, this is what I want. So when it came time to pay, she was like, you got the $150. And he's looking at her like, bitch, do you got the $150? And so, you know, Jason was feeling some kind of way because, you know, Fish, you know, got her ring out of pawn shop, and he was saying that it probably was some bad shit that happened with the ring. You know, maybe they pawned it because they didn't love each other or their relationship was a failure. So he feel like she bringing bad luck into her marriage again from getting the ring from the pawn shop. So... yeah, that's pretty much what it is. He want to know what y'all opinion, what y'all want to ring from the pawn shop, and what's fuck the rule, no. yada, yada, yada.
Hell no. And $1,000 ring is her dream wedding ring? Are you serious? Damn.
Mm-mm. No.
See,
but
that's
see, I
why
can't,
I
can't
that's,
be mad
okay,
at the
see, that's how Prada told it, and Prada got half of it right. But that's not
no,
it.
No, that's all the way right, because at the end, because in the beginning, you were trying to make it seem like he just got her that ring on his own. But then in the end,
okay,
he was like,
okay,
she didn't want to take out the ring.
Okay, what I asked them is, would you want, because I guess maybe I'm just old school and I'm superstitious and I just believe in bad juju, I just wouldn't want I asked them, how would you feel about an engagement ring from a pawn shop? Because you don't know
I
what person.
I wouldn't want somebody else's ring neither.
Right. And would, like, the person died with the ring, the person
and they
whatever.
Look.
You don't know what like, because I believe in spirits and I believe that things are attached to stuff. So you don't know what's attached, what story or the history behind that ring. So would you, if somebody came to you and they asked you to marry them and they gave you the ring, but you didn't know the ring came from a pawn shop, that's one thing. But you know
right.
the ring came from a pawn shop.
Right.
Would you want an pawn? Would you want a pawn shop engagement ring?
Fuck no.
But
a
I mean, my whole thing about
different.
The situation is she's the one that picked it out. So I can't be mad at the groom because she the one that
right.
said that's
that,
what
that
she
is
wants.
True. That's what she
are
wanted.
We, are we talking about candy berries?
No. You're so shady. So shady. No,
what?
We lost Justin and we lost.
I got him.
Oh, you got Justin? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
You
okay.
know I got to get my brother test.
Bitch, what?
Hey, bitch, what?
So, Laura, you're saying no, you wouldn't want a pawn shop ring. Okay, we just lost Mika. Oh, damn. Y'all just
always.
Dropping like flies.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord.
I don't want
am
anything.
Am I still here?
That's
Bishop, if you had to ask if you're still here.
I'm sorry, y'all, but this has been a crazy night.
Yeah, this has been an action. It's been an action-packed night.
I really want to thank y'all because God knows I was about to lose my mind.
I don't want anything used from anybody. That's a basic bitch mentality to go to a pawn shop and her thirst to get married and her thirst to the ring. Bitch, no ma'am.
Let me give you my opinion on it, even though I don't tune in for these little Butch Queen sessions and shit.
Well, this is actually PG.
But in all honesty, if two people are getting together, and unfortunately, you know, because of their status, they may not be able to afford a, you know, good ring or something. They should always start off small. But, you know, when you give somebody something and it comes from the heart, it definitely should, you know, even, I mean, back in the day, you know, people started off a relationship with child, a little fake ring from a fucking Cracker Jack box or a bubblegum machine or something, and, you know, a little promise ring or something like that, and then eventually when things get better, they give them something else. But to get a ring from the pawn shop, something that somebody else had, that's, I don't see that at all.
But that's what she wanted, Jay. That's what she wanted.
But you know, at the end of the day,
then maybe she's materialistic.
At the end of the day, when
you cannot
look at
be
it,
too materialistic with a Paul shot ring.
Okay, for $1,000.
Ma,
that's
you,
a bargain.
Gotta,
what material
gotta
you use?
At
bitch.
The end of the day, when you look at it, you have two couples, and the thing is, the point they did wrong was sharing it with the social media or sharing a picture of it or whatever. They shared it. You know, this is something you don't do. Something
I don't
you
think
know,
they shared
know.
It. I think it was a fact of just the situation because the whole conversation that Jason had, he was there and he was a privy to it. So he was just like, in his mind, why would you want something like that? Now,
Jason, you are fierce.
Exactly.
You know what? Jason is so fierce.
What did he just inbox you, Mom?
It's not even about what he inboxed me. He ain't inboxed me nothing. I know where this is all stemming from. Jason, you are just so fierce. You bring that to the radio show.
Basically, Jasmine knows what he's talking about.
Oh,
she knows the
we
other
lost
person. Prada,
but Prada, if you want to be back, just hit my inbox if you can. Well, we lost.
I'm gonna call my sister. Tell my
okay.
sister to inbox me.
Okay.
hey, you know what though, Jay? Hey, Jason, did you see the video? Oh man, shoot! All you guys, did y'all see the video? That. The man was proposed. Oh, he wasn't proposed. He was getting married in a damn room. In a damn room with a female. Did y'all see
what
that
does
video?
What does this have to do with the ring?
Yes, but
no. It has a lot to do with the ring because you said the ring came from the pawn shop.
Okay.
But
is that,
let's take it more ratchet.
Is that new button still working?
Apparently.
3-4 Hold on, Bishop. Stay right there. 3-4-6-6-1-6 You're on the air.
Can I ask a question? What type of dates was that girl going on with that guy before she got the ring from the pawn shop? Like, what's the usual night out date consist of?
Mm-hmm. That
sounded
like a boy.
That's
usual night out date is when you care about somebody and basically, yeah,
Ming
you probably
asking,
not had the money.
Ming is, Bishop, Ming is asking Jason a question.
I'm sorry,
oh,
go ahead.
Sorry.
Jesus,
Norman, go to your room, Norman.
Yo.
Bitch, the black came out of her. She said, bitch. She pimped his ass. She asked you the question.
I'm sorry, when she asked it, I was probably bringing Prada on because Prada's back. So ask, can you ask me again, man?
I was trying to ask, what type of dates was the girl that got the ring from the pawn shop usually going on? Like, what was the intimate night out with them consist of, him and her?
It wasn't something she just got.
On an average intimate night out with them would consist of, and I'm not being fierce, an intimate night out would probably be going to Royal Farm and getting some chicken, going to get a bushel of crabs and getting some, what's one of them Budweiser martini things, margaritas.
A lime-a-rita. Okay, well, if you're used to your man taking you to McDonald's and Crown Chicken for a date, then a pawn shop ring should be right up the alley.
I understand that, but, and I wasn't trying, I'm not trying to be, okay, because Jasmine, because I know how Jasmine is, I'm not trying to be fierce about the situation because if they like it, I love it, but because that is my friend, I'm going to always want the best for any of my friends,
exactly.
Even my enemies. I'm going to still want the best for them. And I just believe in bad juju. And I just don't think that when you're getting married, that's a new relationship. That's a new beginning. You're branching out to new things. Everything should be new. But the people, but Prada and Justin and Dad said, well, are they moving into a new house? And I was like, no, they're not moving into a new house. Honestly, they were like, are they getting a new furniture? I'm like, no, they're not getting new furniture. So then everybody was like, well, why the fuck do you care if she has a new ring?
Right. And that's what brings me to my question. Like, you say you want what's best for her. If that's the best she want for herself, why would you want anything better than that if that's what she happy with?
But the ring is supposed to be a symbol of your love. So if your love is a symbol from the pawn shop, like...
Don't blame it on him. She wanted that ring. She picked out that ring. It had nothing to do with his decision. It was nothing to do with him. She picked it out.
Right. Well, no, they both agreed. They both agreed that the ring was because when they said they asked me to come along because they was like, we going ring shopping. So then I said, okay, cool. Shut up. They was like, we going ring shopping. So I was like, okay, cool. That's going to be cool. So when she said pawn shop, to get the address to this pawn shop, I'm like, what do you need an address to a pawn shop for? So then she said, because that's where I'm getting my wedding ring from. So mind you, me being me, I already said in the car in front of them, I'm like, girl, why would you get a ring from the pawn shop? That's going to be bad luck. And she said, I don't believe in bad luck because we in love and we going to make our own luck. And I was like, okay, Miss Thing, if you like it, I love it. But I thought that she, because my friend, we have that kind of relationship where we play like that. So I really thought, okay, this bitch is really playing. So when we pull up to this pawn shop, bitch, I gagged.
Girl, she just fed you some story to make it not seem as bad when she got that pawn shop ring, bitch.
If that's what she wanted to do, that's like a girl that want to go get a bubblegum ring as her fucking wedding ring. If the bitch want to get a bubblegum ring, let her fill a fool. Let her be the fool and do it. And child, you read her and you key and child.
Well, I really don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad because Jasmine said, they might not have the funds or, you know, it's probably special or whatever, but, like, it depends on what kind of pawn shop. That's number one because it is, like, you know, the little pawn shop that come on TV and, you know, that pawn shop. I would go to that pawn shop and get a ring. I don't care what none of y'all say because, bitch, They have some bad shit in there. Other than that, oh, you don't think he got it from that one? Okay.
No,
well,
I don't think he got it from Paul Shaw Brokers.
But
no.
listen, it depends. It's not up to you.
Bishop,
to
will
really
you stop inboxing me? Why you keep it? Hold on, y'all. Hold
he
on.
He being a bully.
No, see, when
Bishop,
I was reading, I got put in
mute. Bishop, what?
Girl, all you got to do is block him, honey.
Bishop.
I understand. Keep me off mute. I'll mute myself. I understand what you guys are talking about. And
yeah,
I understand what Jason
is.
Oh, no, we're not doing this.
I understand what Jason's talking about. I understand what Jason's talking about when Jason was saying.
Jason,
when
now,
Jason,
what were you saying?
Hold on.
Devon, what were you, Jason? What were you saying?
Bishop, stop. Hold on, Michi.
When I did it, I got muted.
Darling, Michi, hey baby, how are you?
What the hell is going
Y'all not about to do this.
Oh my God.
2 hours already with her time to. Oh, let me say something. No, bitch, you just said something for 2-3 hours and
that is true. That is true.
On,
I was trying to
heard
say
enough.
That.
Thank you. Thank you for your tithes and offerings. Good night.
So like I was trying to say.
Thank you, Becky.
It all depends on how the person's relationship is, and it's the thought that counts, basically, because you have people in the world that are about it's the thought that counts, and you have bitches in the world that, oh, he got me that. You know, the unappreciative people. So
right.
If it's the thought that counts type of relationship, it shouldn't matter where he got it from. As long as it shines a little bit and people, you know, because you could go get some earrings from Claire's and them shits. You
no,
can see
no,
them shits
no,
down
no,
the
no,
street.
No, no, excuse me, but how about this? If we're in a situation where it's dire straits and we just can't afford it right now, how about we just wait and save our money and get some nice rings later on?
That could have been the first step ring, like Jasmine said. Then they could have worked towards. Then they could have worked towards getting a bling ring or whatever the hell you want. But that first ring is somebody's first ring. If somebody came to me, I'm a very affectionate person. If somebody came to me with a ring like that and it actually shined and stuff like that, even when I was younger, that meant something to me.
Would you get your wedding dress from Goodwill?
But you know what's funny? I actually would. Because you know why? I know a lot of people. So let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I know somebody that can alter that dress and make it look like it's from Vera Wang. So, bitch, while these bitches is paying for $18,000 dresses, I could pay, you know, $150.
And go get that bitch beat down.
You don't have to pay. No, you don't have to pay $18,000. But there's a lot of stores you can go to for something for reasonable price that's new. You can always go. There's always a lot of
that's
stores
true.
You can go to.
You just want it to be fresh.
That's what somebody. That's what someone already said. They said that already. You don't want to put a ring on somebody that had something already. We already said that. You got to be quiet and listen, Bishop.
who was that directed to?
Bishop's
inboxing me saying that I wanted to say you don't want to put a ring on someone that already had the same ring that was proposed to. We already said that, Bishop. It's okay,
baby.
Jasmine,
me and Becky was about to attack you, honey.
Oh shit.
We were ready.
It's not next Wednesday. Save that for next Wednesday. No, not tonight. No, I told you he's still texting. Bishop, will you stop? Okay, Bishop says good night, everybody, and he loves y'all all, and he will see you next Wednesday. And be prepared because he is going to come back really strong and get all you guys next Wednesday.
So we will see you all next Wednesday, Bishop. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Well,
not Wednesday,
Bishop,
Wednesday,
I will be gladly so happy to hear you on next Wednesday because the Reed battle was on Tuesday. So you can go ahead and call on Wednesday and think that you're gonna be ready to be reading somebody on Wednesday.
That was my mistake. I was looking at today being Wednesday. I'm sorry. My bad. Continue, Jason. Go ahead, continue, Jason. I hope your friends never really listen to your show, but go ahead, Jason.
No, but this is what I was saying. You don't have to, like, a girl don't have to wear a Swarovski ring or, you know, just some, like, ring that costs thousands of dollars. You can take your motherfucking ass to JCPenney for all I give a fuck, and it's still a new ring. Like, you can get a decent, I'm just saying, you can go to, like, any store. For goodness sake, Walmart sells fucking rings in a fucking
that
store
true.
That's a new
that
ring.
That is true. They be blanking, too.
So you could get a new ring for a decent price.
Baby,
I'm just saying when you go to a pawn shop, somebody that already wore that ring, they could have hepatitis, they could have had syphilis on their fingers and everything else in the ring. And then you wanna sit there and put a ring on your finger that somebody already had wrapped around their motherfucking finger, sweated and everything else, and they cut that same finger and they bring up somebody coochie and everything else. We got nothing on. Finger, ma'am, that is all right. I don't want nobody else ring. I want a new ring because that means it's a new it's a new thing. It's a new marriage. Like, I don't want somebody else ring. That's a fool.
Yeah,
that don't make sense to me.
And you can also go to Kmart, too, because they have this Mother's Day sale. No, listen, they got this Mother's Day sale for real. And them rings be really like diamonds for real, for real. So you can really go to
Kmart.
And then that $1,000 that they could have.
They're not good diamonds.
It don't matter.
It do matter.
I
need gems or something.
No, you still would go to a pawn shop.
So hell no, I'm not going to the motherfucking pawn shop for no engagement or no damn wedding ring.
He's saying that the diamond matters.
What the
fuck? That's what he was saying. He was saying the diamond matters.
The diamond does matter.
The diamond do matter now.
The diamond does matter.
I'm not going to get married with no flat ring. I'm not going to get married with no wedding band with just a flat little ring with no diamond. No, bitch. That means you don't love me. Missing. No.
Oh, my.
We're going to have a diamond. The bigger the diamond, the more you love me. That's how
Jason,
I feel.
Jason, take your friend to Kmart. And you had them look at them rings at Kmart, okay?
They didn't already put the deposit down on the ring, and he gonna pay $50 every 2 weeks.
Go to Kmart.
They got the ring.
We don't have
pawn shop and they had a pair of deposit.
Sorry.
See, y'all so superficial.
Oh shit.
Oh my God! I'm not superficial at all. I get it. But I don't get it. Maybe it's just because I'm just superstitious, and I just don't.
Not you, Jason. I'm not saying that you are superficial. I mean, like everybody else, they have that black.
They want the diamond.
Right, they have that black nigga mentality. You know how people is, you know, that people, you know, that black mama mentality that say they want something so bad and want the best of this. But, you know, not everybody is living well. So you have to live in your means. You know what I'm saying?
Because I even said, well, why don't y'all get matching tattoos? Why don't y'all get matching
tattoos? Yeah. Sierra and Fletcher.
No, but the thing is that pawn stores, they overcharge anyway for that bullshit they get anyway. Every pawn place, they overcharge for that bullshit because they pay less for it, so that's what they charge more for somebody to buy it. All you have to do is go to a ring place and get a loan out. You can put a ring on layaway, for goodness sake. You can put a fucking new ring on layaway for, I mean, come
why
on.
Y'all
like,
out?
Like,
why
come
y'all
on.
Falling out over there?
A pawn shop.
But y'all better start watching
sale.
These pawn shows because he's not lying to y'all. Because they really telling you.
Becky, Facebook. No, honey, y'all need to go look in the official ballroom.
Let me get on Facebook.
Let me see.
But Laura, I've said that to them. And the man in the pawn shop,
oh,
this is the
okay,
man in the pawn shop told them that if they went to a jewelry, the same, the man in the pawn shop told them if they went to a jewelry store, the same ring that he was going to give them for $1,000 in the jewelry store was going to charge them like $2,500 or something like that. And then if
right,
they had to do, and then the real value of the ring is only like $800, $900. So then, in my mind, I'm saying to myself, okay, well, if the real, they gonna charge $2,500 in the jewelry store, and
that's
the ring, and the ring's value is only really worth $800, and you're selling it for you're giving it to them for $900. Okay, well, you're,
that's a sales tactic, Jason. What I'm trying to
tell
you,
I know
that. It's a straight sales tactic. They use that sales tactic so you could buy the fucking ring and whatever, you know, so they could sell it. That's all. Because you can, all you have to do is look around. If you look around and stop, and if people stop going to just one spot and they just want to say, okay, let me just get it from here, and whatever their price is, I just get it from here. No, bitch, you shop around and you see who got the best deal for whatever the fuck you're looking for, and then you take it from there.
And I said that Saturday. Just like me, I don't, when I go to one store and they have what I want, okay, I'll go look in a couple other places to see if I can get it cheaper. And some places have that, I'll match that, or I'll match it, or I'll lower it. So when that happens, if that don't happen, then I go back to the original store. But I never just go with the first thing I see in the first place I saw it, because then you end up fucking yourself if you go somewhere else and the same ring that was $2,500 in this store might have been in that store for $15 or for $5.
So this is my question, right? So when they went to the pawn shop, did he pay for the ring?
That was my next part.
But thinking about it, okay, before we get to the next part, but thinking about it, I really wish it was a way, even though I know it's like kind of impossible, but there can be an issue where, like, maybe somebody crafted the ring or stole the ring from a jewelry shop and then they automatically took it to the pawn shop. I wish it was a way we can, you know, there was a way of determining how many previous owners,
yeah,
like a car or a house,
right,
how many people owned it prior. But I know you
right,
can't do it with that. But there, you know,
right,
if there was that exception or something like that to get it
then
discounted, then
right,
it would be different. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But go ahead. Did they pay for it, Jason? Go ahead.
She paid for it.
I knew we was going to this. Now that's read. Okay.
So basically,
so you mean to
say
she Chrissy, that's Jim Jones' wife.
So basically,
yeah,
she put the down payment on her own rent.
She paid for the ring.
She basically put the down payment on it, and I was like, it was like the look on his face. And when he looked at me, it was like, you ever notice how when people was like, shit just got real? Because I guess he realized, because they got engaged the week before my birthday. So they got engaged in April.
What ring?
Right.
What do you mean engaged on Facebook like that?
Well, you see, but that's my thing too, because I always thought you couldn't get engaged till you had the ring. But they made,
right,
I guess he proposed to her and she said yes. But I'm like, me personally, ain't no dude proposing to me without the ring. We not gonna go get the ring. We not gonna go get the ring later. So I guess So he proposed to her like a week before my birthday, and they put it all on Facebook, and it was like, yeah, and I'm happy for you and stuff, and she let everybody know. So then when they went to do that, I guess it really clicked in his head that this is, I'm about to get married, because he had this look. He looked at me, I looked at him, and I was like, bitch, don't look at me. I'm not marrying her, you are.
So he looked at you like, bitch, is she really paying for this ring?
That's how he looked at you, right?
The girl is my friend, and he looked at me like she's bullying.
Bitch, is she really paying for this
ring? He had this thing like she was, to me it was like she was bullying him to make this decision right then and there.
Oh.
And she paid for the ring, so she put the down payment. Well, basically, she paid for the ring, and
yeah.
is he making payments on it or something?
She told the man in the store that every 2 weeks he would be there to put $50 on the ring.
She's gonna be her ass right there putting the $50.
Okay, good. You already know that way, Miss Prada.
Okay.
But my thing is because I love them, I wish I had not been there, because if there is a wedding,
right.
I know that I'm going to be in the wedding, and to have to stand there and know what I know, I'm just going to be like, I just can't. I'm just going to bust out.
Are you a bridesmaid? So,
yes, I am going to be a bride. I'm going to be a groomsmaid. I will be on her side, yes.
I was about to say that
Jason is going to be the flower girl. Go ahead, brother.
I am not going to be the flower girl.
Y'all have seen a bald head flower girl.
I told Jason, I feel like, you know, he should have just been a better friend and let her know, like, bitch, if you really want this to be something special, I feel like you need to let him make his own decision.
Right, that's
like,
true.
If that's really a friend, and she is really your friend and she's understanding, like, she would have understood that. Like, bitch, you can't make nobody want to buy something that they don't want to purchase.
And
so,
I'm telling you because I know her, that would have been the end of our friendship, because she would have been like, oh, you hating, and you just
well, that would have been one less bitch I had to deal with, no shame.
Right.
Father said, if you wanted to be a good friend, you don't tell her that you should wait for him to do it. What you do if you're a good friend is when that man say, do anybody object, you say,
say that again, Becky.
Nah, that's too late because they already spent all their coins then.
And you should object because she need to take that ring back. She need to go buy
her. Did she pay for both of the rings?
She paid for her ring, right?
And that's the other problem that I had. Apparently, I had a bunch of problems. That's the other problem I had. Okay, bitch, you put your ring down, but he didn't get to pick out no ring.
We need to make this a full topic about what
can we call it, honey? Foolishness. Tomorrow's topic is just foolishness.
Foolishness and desperation.
But listen, at the end of the day, Jason, at the end of the day, you see this type of stuff on TV as well.
Right, because I kind of started to feel like I was being pumped. Because I was like, bitch, y'all playing this game with me. Playing this game with me.
Some people have, however long they've been together, some fish, or some men, too, at the end of the day, when you've been together for so long and you feel that your significant other has not put a ring on it yet or has not brought up it to their attention, you have sometimes people taking it into their own hands, like they have to do it. So, you know, so it's always sometimes a spouse that want to get married faster than the other, and sometimes it's not mutual.
Well,
sometimes. So you have to take it into consideration into your friend.
She can only require. If she requires him and he still ain't putting forth the effort and she's still going out there doing all the work, but she's still in a relationship on her own, she's still a fool.
That's late.
But I guess we can talk about this because I know some gay couples that they didn't get their ring from the pawn shop. But I know some dudes who bought their own engagement ring to act like the person that they was with.
Well, girl, that's them being a fool.
What? Y'all need to think about the man who y'all falling in love with, bitch. If he can't buy you, if you know when you got with him 3 years or 4 or 5 years ago that he could not get no damn ring on his own or even pay for his meal, bitch, you know what the fuck you was getting in your ass into.
Okay. Why you breaking with us with a broke-ass nigga in the first place?
Why would you want to be engaged to someone who, if that doesn't make any sense? Because
fish like that shit. You know fish
people
like
fall in love
niggas.
For dick.
You know.
People fall in love. People fall in love. Look at Mimi.
Real
look at Mimi. Perfect example.
Broke,
look at Mimi. The bitch is lost.
Real fish like a nigga that's
I can't wait to talk about that tomorrow.
Let me say this real quick, and I hate to say this, and this, but it's the truth. Real fish love a hardcore nigga that just got out of jail, that don't have no bank account, no job. That, I mean, smell like
straight. They love a struggle.
Yeah, they love a struggle. You have to look like a struggle and just, you know, that's what they want. And I don't understand it. I don't get it. They could be the wealthiest person. They could make 80-some thousand a year, but they
Laura.
Want somebody that is broke. I
Laura,
don't get
at the
it.
End
that's
of
when
the day,
become,
these is what these people
that's
are
when
accustomed
they become
to.
Bitter bitches like Renee and try
this
to worry about
this,
gay people in their relationship.
This not Renee, bitch.
Okay.
They
had a black man.
But
yes.
Okay.
But listen, you know.
What
you know
y'all
what?
Think about the football player or the basketball player that came out and he's with this 40-year-old dude now that 40-year-old dude came to the Met Gala with?
He's social climbing that old man.
What's his name? What was his name again?
I forget the dude's name. It was actually a topic in the blog and in the chat room. Cause
I don't think that he's
social
climbing
that
old man.
Justin, he's social climbing.
I mean, that might be who he loves. You know?
From okay, the backstory that I got was that the boy watched this movie where the man came out and was dealing with some issues about being gay. So he found the man on Twitter. And him and the man started a Twitter relationship, and the man was trying to encourage him and be like a role model for him or a mentor. It was like, you need to come out, you need to tell your friends and stuff like that. They finally met a month ago. So they met for the first time a month ago. So the relationship itself is fresh. And
fresh.
I think that eventually the boy is going to grow out of him. Because it's just like right now, it's like a daddy thing because it was like he was like a mentor to him, and eventually he's going to grow old with him. That's
but
how I see it.
As far as relationship goes, Jason, they still was communicating with each other.
To that locker room.
They still was communicating with each other, so he probably formed a relationship that way. So he
right.
could
they,
be comfortable
they,
with
right.
he probably
They communicated through Twitter. They would talk about each other's day. He would try to give him words of encouragement, try to help him get comfortable with accepting that he was gay. And
how did he get his Twitter? How did he get it?
I guess he's
sugar daddy.
No, the boy reached out. The boy reached out to him. He didn't reach out to the boy.
Did.
The boy reached out to him.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. That boy posted an ad up. That older man
Ooh.
Did
oh,
the ad up. And they exchanged numbers and it took from there. The bitch and I bet you.
It was catfish.
That was
ain't no good.
That was
you
know,
the lady. So cute about the situation. Your date is probably 5 years older than your damn parent. Like
said it.
Right.
Let me tell you something. What his mama
said.
What his mama saying at that house. His mama is saying, "Bitch, you get that money and you bring it to me. Once this house is remodeled, then you can break up with him." I bet you that's what his mama said. I'm serious. So since y'all talking about relationship, how you feel about dumbass Amaya going back with her damn boyfriend, her stupid ass? She's so damn.
I'm gonna hurt you.
Oh my god.
I didn't even know
this
that happened.
This nigga done erased your whole Twitter. He done erased your whole.
Don't forget. this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh my god.
But no, did y'all see that man who had posted on Amaya? Well, she had said something about these men. They said something, and he was like, "These old, I used to be a nigga ass niggas."
Oh yeah. Hello, Twitter, bitch. You the one stalking me, bitch.
You know what though? I have a problem with these football players and basketball players coming out like they saying, "Oh, I'm gay," and they're like, "We supposed to be sympathizing with these hoes." Like, bitch, I think they doing all this just for attention.
To me, it's a publicity stunt to try to get some money.
I'm not sympathizing with them. Like, who gives a fuck that you take dick up your ass? I mean, me too. Okay, so I don't need no sympathy.
What do you need?
What the fuck? Wait,
and then they all have white lovers. Every single one of them has a white lover.
You know, like Sean T. What? You know Sean T. from the workout thing, the Infinity. You
yeah.
know he got that white love.
Oh
you know
yeah,
he got that white boy.
Yeah, he
but
that
I already
boy.
Knew he was a sissy. Everybody was saying they ain't know he was a sissy. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I didn't know he was a sissy.
That woman was
working.
A queen.
Did you catch the Infinity video where he was looking at that black boy chest and he said, no, you do it this way. And then he was like, and then he grabbed his waist flat. I said, oh.
But then you see that. But you know what? If I was a consumer, if I was an exercise consumer, I would have got it just to see his schlong just jumping because I know he got a schlong.
I got all 6 episodes, bitch. I'm in here working out. It's nothing but a sausage on that whole entire thing. It's just bird flopping.
Who's got all 6 episodes?
Devin.
Who is that?
Call Devin.
But did y'all know? But
when are you
going to
start watching them?
Did y'all know that most bodybuilding men, like most like.
Are you exercising
now? Not saying that they're gay, but they tend to be, you know, out there. You know what I mean? Like dudes that do stuff like that, they tend to be kind of like, you know, they tend to go that way.
So, Laura,
would you
date an overly bodybuilder guy?
I mean, if he got money, I date anybody as long as you get some type of coin.
Like a celebrity trainer or something, like a celebrity trainer or something like that.
Yeah, hell the fuck yeah, he got money.
Hell yeah, they got coin, honey.
Well, what if he was just a regular trainer, he got money.
This is my thing. If I'm making $50,000 a year, you need to be making at least $30,000, $40,000, something like that, or at least have a job. I'm not going to be.
If you're making $50,000 a year, they should be making $75,000 and more.
Listen to what I'm saying. You need to be making more, but what I'm saying.
Making $50,000, then they should be making $40,000, $30,000.
Will you let me finish though?
You gotta be
thinking
real thing, girl.
What I'm trying to say is that there is still a limit. There's still a minimum. You can't be like everybody has to make $75,000 or more. No. If I'm making $50,000, $60,000 a year, as long as you have a job and it's something stable and you have your own place and you have your own car or, you know, you can get around and you're stable, then we're fine. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're a person where you have to cling on to me and I have to pay for your food every rip and I have to pay for your dinner and all that stuff, no, I cannot fuck with you because I'm not taking care of some people. I don't have no kids. I don't want one.
That's right, bitch. I ain't saying I got the best motherfucking job, but bitch, I don't ask you for nothing, bitch. Okay.
But okay, what if y'all ran into a male candy, but she rich and all that, but she also a penny pincher. Candy is a penny pincher, baby. She don't spend her coin like that's why she's so rich. So let's say if you run into this man, he got all this money, but he don't spend it. You get what I'm saying? Bitch, he probably still living in the hood.
I still would talk to him because I know how to get mine.
I just got to have a coin. You have to already have your coin ready. You have to have a hustle mentality.
Right.
I can't deal with no broke-ass nigga.
Not at all. It's not happening. It don't make sense to me when people say, "Oh no, a broke dude should always be with somebody that got money because what 2 broke people gonna do?" No, fuck that. 2 broke people can do a lot together because they both the same way. They can rub pocket lint together. Do that. I don't know.
No, they could sit outside.
When you look at it, that's why all the ugly motherfuckers are the ones in the relationships, bitch. Them ugly motherfuckers, they make them people.
Sis.
Take care of them while they taking care of them cute ones. And all these cute bitches,
yes,
they out here getting fucked free and being some bum ass bitches.
Some weird shit lately.
That hurt my heart when I see a sickly boy. He with an ugly fish.
Let me tell you something. I went to a Whole Foods market one time, bitch, and when I tell you it was this, let me tell you, this boy was about 6'3". He was light brown skin. I mean, you could see his dick print all in his pants. He was body out, bitch. He was fine as fuck. And he give you like a basketball player build. He give you very like, you know, athletic tone. It was just so boy. It was so masculine, and he was clean cut, nice fingernails, everything. Bitch, mind you, I'm looking. So, mind you, this little chick called his name. So then when the lady called his name, I turned around and looked. Bitch, it was this fat bitch talking about, hey, boo, and hey, baby, blah, 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 blah. Look what I got, whatever. So they start laughing, and he put his hand around her. When I say this bitch was like 400 pounds, she had, oh, she had these bifocals on. She looked so fucking fierce. I was like, are y'all.
But Laura, Laura, I bet she cooked down.
Care of him. She cooked care
I bet
of
she
him.
Cooked down, bitch. Every motherfucking holiday, bitch. Motherfucking
how you know
Thanksgiving,
he
motherfucking New Year's, bitch. She cooked down.
You said, how do I know he's chubby
face? How do you know that she wasn't, how you know she just wasn't, he wasn't just
well,
chubby
face? Well, it's now 2:56, yeah. Everybody, I want y'all in order to say y'all goodnight, bitches.
Aww.
I'm sorry, can't unmute you because everybody else is about to get muted so we can say our goodnights. I'm not going to go in any particular order. I guess I'll just start from the top and work my way down to the bottom. Laura, say goodnight.
Good night,
I'll be on the top. Night, night.
Becky,
say good night.
Oh, good night, everybody. And somebody, please send me a way shaper from Miss Thing, Miss Rahi, please.
Come on, Saturday
night.
Deb, say good night. Ming, if you're there, you can say goodnight, and thanks for sitting up with us for the rest of the night.
Thanks. Good night.
Ciao.
Bishop, I'll unmute you so you can say goodnight and just say goodnight.
Good night.
Thank you, Bishop. I want to thank everyone that's here.
Let Bishop, let Michi say goodnight, Jim.
Oh, damn, I forgot. Oh, I do it. That's the Bishop that I unmuted. Oh, no. Did I?
Huh?
Well, where's Michi at? I don't even see. Oh, Michi there.
Right
there.
Here.
Go ahead.
They kicked me off, y'all.
No, you still there. Say goodnight, fool.
Good night. I love you all.
Thank
see
you, Michi.
Tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow. No Kmart rings, Joe.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in and sitting with me and the cast and crew and friends and family. I want to thank everyone that called in and said their warm wishes or had something positive to say about Nikia. Remember, everyone, life is short. And it's you never know the day, the time, or the hour that you're going to go. Be it a friend, be it an enemy, make peace with that person now because when they're gone, it's too late. I love you all for loving us, and we will be here next week, God willing. Good night.
Well, good night since Jason didn't let me say good night.
Oh, I'm sorry, Prada. Go ahead, Prada, say good night.
Okay, good night. I love y'all all for loving me. Nah. Okay, good night, y'all. And if you can't love yourself, how in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Okay, can I get an amen up in here?
Amen. And Nikia, this is for you.